This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Tell you what's up, the Richter scale readings in California. Yeah, we're up here on the 44th floor. We're doing a little rocking and rolling ourselves. Woohoo! Well, hello!
Hello!
Everybody, and welcome to the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, and also home of the rocking comedy show, people! Yeah!
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
You better freaking believe it, we're badass. We are so badass that we're badass, alright? We don't even need to explain ourselves, because we're so badass. Oh, yeah. Somebody got a little hold of the extra juice in the fridge. Little juice box for Crazy Jay. Little squeeze. Oh, it's good. Happy Easter. Hope everybody had a good Easter weekend. We've got to kind of play a couple little bunny songs for you throughout the show today. Also, a couple other things. We did open the show with the Earthquake song by the Little Girls. If you haven't heard, California got rocked with a 7.2 earthquake. We heard they rocked and we're like, it's because they're listening to the rock and comedy show. And they're like, no, dude, they rocked with a 7.2 earthquake. We were like, holy fuck, really? Really? That's kind of big, right? But to all my family that's out there and people that listen to the show that I know, and hopefully, you know, all your people that listen that have family in California, hopefully everyone's okay. I haven't heard any details of, you know, any injuries or anything like that. So hopefully everything is pretty good. But it's been a while since California got rocked like that. But let's get back into the show. You can contact the show. There's several ways to do this, so pay attention. You ready?
Take this down.
Yes, please, take it down. You can email us. We have an email address. It's very easy to do.
I'm very cautious about emailing.
Okay, well, just be cautious. That's all I can say. rockincomedy@mail.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedy@mail.com. Not the kind of male you're thinking, lady. Male, M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E. Rockincomedy@mail.com. You can also, this is kind of cool, you can also check out our comment line, 702-727-4892. That's 702-727-4892. A lot of people, have been saying it's down, it's not working right. It's working. It really...
Hey, yo, Jay, this is Red from Still Moving. We just got a first place tonight, bitches. Suck on that.
Yes. Still Moving Sports. Tim Pyle. Team Pyle, the race car, my friends that we're sponsoring, had their first win over the weekend. And Tim Pyle, I believe, his very first win ever. So I'm sure he's going to be calling in to talk to us. Remember, you can also, when we record the show on Sunday nights, you can call in and talk to us live. That number is 702-979-9606. 702-979-9606 to talk to us live on Sunday nights. You can also find us on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. We spend a little more time on Facebook than MySpace. I think that's getting phased out. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, you can find us there. I mean, there's so many ways that you can contact us and get a hold of us and tell us. You know, we want to hear from you. Like, you know,
Crazy Cat, I thought the last show you did was pretty boring. I fell asleep, diddling my skittle, or whatever, all right? If we don't hear from you and you don't give us feedback, we don't know what's going on with the show. Now, we do get a lot of comments, but most of the time, they're really positive, like we enjoyed the show, or you guys are joking around and asking us questions, and we appreciate it. But we do want to hear if there's something, I thought it was a little too long, or what, you know, let us know, all right? And we can tweak things, you know, because we are constantly changing the show to entertain you. We do the show for you, not me. I've heard it. So, you know, just you know, get a hold of us and let us know. We definitely want to hear from you. Got a lot going on with today's show, but before I get into that, why don't I introduce to you my co-host, my friends, my co-host.
You want to see Crazy?
No, I've seen that movie, and spoiler alert, it ends with a closet full of my suits on fire.
I wish you'd been wearing one.
Who would want to wear an on-fire suit?
Cosplay enthusiast.
What?
It's my very good buddy, my co-host, Mr. Matt Mike.
Jay.
How are you, how are you enjoying the, Taco Bell Mexican pizza over there?
Mad Mike is enjoying it very much.
are we doing this guy?
He's gonna come back every once in a while, I gotta let people know he's there. You know, Miguel.
Well, we got some interesting stuff going on today. A little challenge was set last night at the Crazy J barbecue between my brother and Turbo Man Bear.
Your brother's at the heart of like every challenge, you know?
They basically, you know, I think it wasn't last week, maybe the week before, we talked about the 50 McNuggets you can now get at McDonald's for like a ridiculous price of $10.
I think just watching somebody eat those would probably make me vomit.
Well, it's going to be interesting because they have challenged who can eat the most nuggets within like a 10-minute period.
Oh, God.
And it was starting to get a little interesting outside listening to this. And
a heated debate.
So I thought, well, it would be fun if we got Larry G. Jones to come down and be like our Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to eat. You know, we haven't seen Larry in a while, so he's going to be here.
Yeah.
So he's going to stop in.
Last I heard, he was a cabana boy at Crave.
No, that's not Larry G. Jones.
No,
that was Bobby G. Jones.
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, that's Bobby G. Jones. This is a cabana boy.
That sounds like a great character. We'll have to make that character
for
our DVD.
So he's going to be here to do the commentary on the challenge and see. And apparently the loser has to pay for the winner's nuggets.
Oh, damn.
So.
That's good.
So that'll be happening a little bit later on. Dino Mike swears that he's calling in today.
Yeah, right. I'll believe that when he calls.
I got on him last week. I was like, dude, you said you were going to call in. He goes, yeah, I fell asleep watching Hulk Planet.
You know what the difference is between Dino Mike and a turd?
A turd you can flush in and go away?
Yes, exactly. A turd's reliable, okay?
You know the functions of a turd.
Yeah, you know when it's coming, and you know where it's going, okay? It only sticks around for as long as it needs to, and then it leaves.
But the big news, right here, check this
out.
Hey,
yo, Jay, this is Red from Still Moving. We just got a first place tonight, bitches. Suck on that.
Yeah! I think it was our hardcore bashing got us the win.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
And I believe Tim Pyle's very first win ever.
His first win
ever? We'll find out. He's going to call in.
Dude, that is so... I'm so excited for him. And this is the thing. I think they put some first in points.
And we, he posted some new pictures. And yet again, Tim, there's fucking dirt on the hood of the car.
Do you not listen to the show? Like, have we not told you we don't... Clean, okay? Pristine. You're racing.
Yeah.
Be make fucking
it look,
presentable.
Make it look nice.
I want you to race in a tuxedo, okay? I don't
no,
want a fire suit.
His priest outfit.
His priest outfit. Yeah.
It is. I wonder if, like, because he's also a barber, I wonder if, like, he cuts people's hair in the priest outfit.
I don't know. Yeah, he should.
We'll ask
he should
him.
Put a, he should have, like, a giant cross on the front, like, as a ram, and, like, some shears on the back as a spoiler. That would be great.
That would be freaking awesome. Some news,
news
while we were away. We're doing the news differently on the show. Just throughout the show, you know, I'm going to pull up some pretty interesting stories. This one takes place in Jacksonville, Florida. And it's interesting, and here's why. A First Coastal News I-Team investigation has discovered that an accused serial arsonist in Clay County may be linked to several other crimes, including murder. The evidence, police say, is found in his own words in his personal diary. 22-year-old Jason Bird.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, it's so funny because it's your name! Oh!
22-year-old Jason Bird was arrested last week while allegedly trying to set his parents' Eagle Harbor house on fire. Clay County Sheriff's deputies say he is responsible for a string of arsons, according to Mary Justino with the Clay County Sheriff's Office. There are 10 counts altogether, 9 arsons, 1 attempted arson, and he is obviously, we believe, what you would call a serial arsonist.
No, really?
Yeah, what was their first fucking clue?
The toucan Sam he left everywhere.
Now police say that Bird may have been living a secret life, a life that may have involved something worse than arson, hosting an internet radio show. Inside Bird's apartment, police said they recovered some
recording equipment.
They recovered some evidence, which does include some writings. He was writing not only about some of his activities related to the arsons, but ramblings about other crimes.
Other crimes.
Other crimes. The I-Team also found out the diary contained admissions from Bird where he claims to have killed people in his last place of residence.
Damn.
Bridgewater, North Jersey, Lieutenant Richard Borden of the Bridgewater Township Police Department said they have a string of 6 to 10 unsolved arsons dating back to 2000. Jason Bird and his family lived in Bridgewater from 1997 to 2002.
Damn, dude. This guy's out of control.
He is. Bridgewater police also told First Coast News they are looking into an unsolved 1997 murder, but they are not making any connections at this time. According to Clay County Sheriff's spokesperson Mary Justino, obviously when you're talking about criminal activity, very rarely is it just local with this person having a background in another state. We certain, for no other reason than a professional courtesy, we have contacted authorities in areas that were specifically named. Jason Bird also wrote about other killings were planned for the First Coast. I think anytime you're dealing with a suspect like Mr. Bird, you have to take everything seriously. Jason Bird will be arraigned next week on arson charges. He's being held in Clay County Jail.
They apparently asked his best friend what they thought about Jason Bird, and, quote, he's a douchebag.
Oh, so they talked to Scanlon?
Yeah.
That guy's a douchebag. Best thing this company ever did was fire him.
Ass.
Speaking of firing, Mike.
Yeah.
We've had some news since the last time you were in the studio getting drunk last week. The VDC has fallen.
That's fallen.
It's starting. It's starting to corrupt.
It is, and I basically am... out as of May 16th, and am in the process of finding new employment.
I mean, it sucks, but at least they gave you...
They gave me
some time.
Look, and that's one thing I have to commend them on, is they at least they didn't just drop me. They did it the right way, I think, and they're giving me plenty of time to, you know, try to get on my feet. And I think it's came at probably the best time because, you know, it's not like I just signed a lease on a new apartment or anything. So, you know, I should be should be all right, you know. It's not like I have $900 more a month in bills all of a sudden that I need to pay for.
Yeah.
That I'm all of a sudden can't.
It's like when I bought a brand new car and I was still working at ESPN at New York, New York. And then 2 days after I got the car, they were like, oh, your position's no longer available with the company. So we're letting you go.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Of course you are.
Now, the benefit is if MGM Raj takes over the desk and, you know, we get to reapply and we get, like, preferred, you know.
I'm going to reapply.
I think you should. I know Scanlon has.
Great.
I was going to tell you that. Did I not tell you that?
No, you didn't tell
me. Yeah, Scanlon has applied.
But he was all, I'm done with the concierge. I don't do this anymore.
He's a douchebag. So. And he has no eyebrows. He has no idea what he wants. but, I mean, it's like $15 an hour, you know. So, I mean, that's a huge pay bonus to me. I mean, and 40 hours a week. Right now, I get 30.
Right.
So, either way, you know, I'm looking at more pay and more hours by the switch. So, honestly, if I get the job, it could be the best thing that's happened to me. Next to, you know, I mean, the nipple implants that I had when I was 6.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Other than that, I mean...
Other news, while we were getting ready to do the show, California rocked by a 7.2 earthquake today.
Oh, I know all about it. While at work, I had people coming down looking at me, what was that?
Yeah, some people said they felt it here in Vegas. I didn't feel it.
I didn't either. But apparently all like from floors like 20 up to 32, it was going crazy.
Yeah, because they roll. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. And like the windows were shaking and like the freaking grapes were shaking, doors were opening and closing. But people don't tell me what's going on. They just come to me and go, oh, what was that? I'm like...
You're like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Was it a naked guy running through the lobby? They're like, the drapes were moving. I'm like, okay. Like, what do you mean? Like, they're like, well, is it from the wind or was that an earthquake? I was like, probably an earthquake. And it turned out to be an earthquake. But this is the thing. Afterwards, people were like, so what are you going to do for me? What do you mean, what am I going to do for you? Well, I just went through a traumatizing experience in your hotel. And it's all of a sudden our response.
A traumatizing experience.
Yeah.
I was in Vegas years ago, and they had an earthquake.
And that was an intense earthquake.
Yeah.
It rolled a little bit. People were like, I'm emotionally distressed, and I think I need to change rooms, or you need to compensate me in some way. What?
Exactly.
Get a life, man.
Well, in honor of the earthquake, this is a song that I used to listen to on Dr. Demento. He used to play it every time that California was rocked by an earthquake. The copy I had was really bad, so I actually was emailed a copy of it today so we could play it for everyone there. It's a great little song. It's just about the Richter scale.
Nice.
Charlie Richter made a scale for calibrating earthquakes. Gives a true and lucid reading every time he mistakes. Increments are exponential, numbers 0 to 9. When the first shock hit the seismo, everything worked fine. It measured 1, 2 on the Richter scale, a shabby little shiver. 1, 2 on the Richter scale, a queasy little quiver. Waves brushed the seismograph as if a fly had flicked her. 1, 2 on the Richter scale, it hardly woke up Richter. 1933 in Long Beach rock and rumble. Schoolhouse walls and crockery and oil derricks tumbled. Hollywood got hit but good, it even shook the stars. Shattered glass and spilled martinis on 100 bars. It measured 6'3 on the Richter scale, it rattled tile and plaster. 6'3 on the Richter scale, a rattling disaster. Waves bounced the seismograph as if a cue had clicked her. 6'3 on the Richter scale, it almost rattled Richter. Came the turn of County Kern, the mountains lurched and trembled. Bakersfield, which jerked and reeled, was almost disassembled. Arvintown was battered down in rubble and debris. Spasms racked the women's prison at Tehachapi. It measured 7-8 on the Richter scale. It fractured rails and melons. 7-8 on the Richter scale. It fractured female felons. Waves smacked the seismograph, a casualty inflictor. 7-8 on the Richter scale. It almost fractured Richter. Came a cataclysmic quake at Anchorage, Alaska. Seismics ran from Ketchikan to Omaha, Nebraska. Polar bears were saying prayers, the tidal wave was grand. Planted boats in California way up on the sand. It measured 8-5 on the Richter scale. It loosened kelp and corals. 8-5 on the Richter scale. It loosened faith and morals. Waves bashed the seismograph as if a mule had kicked her. 8-5 on the Richter scale. It failed to loosen Richter. Sunday, pretty soon, we fear our many faults will fail us. Slide and slip and rip and dip and all at once assail us. Seismic jolts like lightning bolts will flatten us that day. When the concrete settles down, geologists will say it measured 8-9 on the Richter scale. It rocked them in Samoa. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It cracked like Krakatoa. Waves crunched the seismograph just like a boa constrictor. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It really racked up. 1-2 on the Richter scale. 3-4 on the Richter scale. 5-6 on the Richter scale. 7-8 on the Richter scale. 8-9 on the Richter scale. It really racked up Richter.
Want to thank Whimsical Will for sending me that one. Yay, the Richter scale song for everyone living in California who got rattled by that.
Or Mexicali or Calixico. Yeah. There's some weird-ass names out there on the border.
So, but it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We got some news happening a little bit later on, some more stories, not just about me. That story is funny. It just happened to be my name.
Hi, dude. Seriously?
That was great stuff.
I always knew you were doing something when you were off for a couple of days.
Fucking shady man that I am. One of the calls that we enjoyed last week, the celebrity prank calls that we did last week, was the Mr. Rogers call, where he called and told the guy that he had the kitties.
Yes.
He's like, furry and brown.
Did you lose your kitty?
He's like, no, what do you do when you're angry? I kill people. So, Mr. Rogers makes an abrupt call to a woman, a businesswoman, and he keeps calling her enough to make her angry. This is really good. Here it is.
Hello?
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 Do you know who I am?
No, I don't.
This is Fred Rogers.
Okay.
My grandmother Rogers taught me how to answer the phone. I remember how kind she was to people when they would call her on the phone. They probably felt really good after they had talked with her. Hello?
Yeah, I was just in the middle of a business meeting. Can I help you?
Have you ever seen anybody play the game called soccer?
Yeah.
What?
When I first heard about that game, I thought that people were socking each other.
Okay.
And I don't like to see people hurting one another, but that's not what the game is.
Okay, what's the
deal? No, that's not what soccer's supposed to be.
Hello?
Hello?
What can I do you for?
Do you ever watch people using real heavy equipment?
Do you need something?
Yes.
I'm in the middle of an appointment right now.
Could I help you?
Well, no, you could look in the yellow pages and get a psychologist for yourself and help yourself.
No. Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma?
You know what a pediatrician is? Hello?
Are you threatening me?
No. I remember a time not very long ago when I went to see my friends, the Leonards, and they let me try their real backhoe. and see their high lip.
Yeah, what the fuck is your point?
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes. The important thing to remember is that there are many things we can do when we're feeling angry or sad or happy. Many things that don't hurt ourselves or anybody else.
Okay, well, I'm on my way to the police station to hand over my cell phone to get a tap.
No. There aren't even any live dinosaurs anymore.
Oh, what? There's not?
What a shock.
Miss Rogers has totally crushed my hopes and dreams of life.
So we're going to start doing the crank calls, but we'll space them out throughout the show, and so we're not getting them all at once. But I want to play you one more because we enjoyed when Richard Simmons called last week, and I think the ending of that call was the best where the guy said, no, yes, no,
yes,
yes. So Richard Simmons apparently calls a house with another guy named Richard, who isn't, but he's not home, and the wife gets very upset. Especially when she finds out that he's hitting on her.
Hello. Well, hello.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. But good.
I want to talk with you about sausage.
About what?
I'm so sorry.
Who is this?
Hi. My name is Marilyn.
Marilyn?
Yes. I want to talk to Richard.
Richard's not here.
I love Richard Swimballs.
Richard's not here right now. You don't need to have him to call yet.
Yes, because I've hopped on hundreds of sausage, and Richard was giant at 7 inches and over 500 pounds.
What?
Who in the hell is this anyway?
My name is Marilyn.
What Richard are you talking about?
Richard was swollen. He sat on the sausage with me and told the audience, I know how tough it is to milk my rum balls.
What?
I know what it's like to be swollen and hard, Richard.
Richard is not here. I told you.
Oh, my God.
I don't want you to call me anymore, okay?
Well, that's your problem.
It is my problem, damn it, if you keep calling me.
My nuts, they get a little numb sometimes, and I get this tingling.
You sound like you're a bag.
Hi.
I'm getting angry.
Guess I'll just have to play with your nuts.
You're not going to play with you're going to be in jail.
I'll call back in an hour.
Quit calling me.
Richard, please, help me milk my pickle.
Hello?
Please don't hang up the phone again.
Well, I'm not hanging up, you queer. I'm hanging up.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so great.
Dude, have you ever seen the Whose Line Is It Anyway that had Richard Simmons on it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen in my life. I cried watching that, dude. It was so funny. Oh, I love that guy.
So you're going to be doing a how-to today?
Yeah, I got one set up for you.
Nice. Nice. Along with that, Larry G. Jones is going to be making his way in as we get ready for the first annual Rock and Comedy Show Nugget Eating Contest.
The Nugget Countdown. And, you know, I had a guest.
I really want an inside view. I wish we could have done this where, because we sent Rabbi to McDonald's to get 100 nuggets.
Oh, my God. I would love to see that conversation. Can I order 100 nuggets and 40 packets of sauce, please? You got a real problem.
And he's the only one in the car.
Yeah.
He wants 100 nuggets.
Yeah. Shows up on a scooter.
Even worse, a bike with a basket.
A bike with a basket. Ding, 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 ding. Sir, you got a real problem.
Yeah, dude, are you going to eat all those?
Are you going to eat all those?
Fuck yeah. Eat them like a rock star.
Like a rock star.
Like a rock star. So, good stuff.
Good shiitake mushrooms.
Well, on the phone line right now, it's the winner of the race, Mr. Tim Pyle. So, let's take that call. Congratulations on your first place win, my friend.
Yay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it was all the hard, harsh talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something, man. I don't know.
Well, you pleased your sponsors.
All the stars were aligned in the right place last night, man.
I would like to say that we're half pleased.
why half?
Well, because we saw the new pictures and there's dirt all over that hood.
Oh, dude! Actually, there's a little bit more body damage too. Yeah, but I wasn't giving up my
what,
life.
See, this
I
is...
I wanted to bring you guys on the win, man.
Yeah,
you
wait,
did.
Well, congratulations on the win, but let me get things straight. We don't care about any part of that car except for the hood.
Except for the hood.
So, this is another question that has come up. Do you find that when you call in, we're a little too hard on you, a little harsh?
No, I don't think so. I expect some harassing.
That's good, because I had somebody go, man, you really rip him apart. And I'm like, we go way back. He can take it.
Well, hey, I got one of my crew members here with me. Let me tell you what, I fell out of a freaking car coming out on Victory Lane, man.
You fell out of the car?
Yeah, I was starting to celebrate before I forgot to get out the car, but I was supposed to celebrate. And I landed on my head, but...
Did you?
One of the guys here, he could tell the story really good. It was pretty funny, I guess.
Right.
The whole color block, I mean.
Who is this that we're talking to?
Okay, this will be George. He's the car chief. He was the first one out there at the car when I was trying to get out. But I'm going to pass the phone over to him right quick, like.
Okay. It's not very quick.
It is for Tim.
It is.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much.
It's about time.
It was a hard-earned win.
Yeah? I heard the car got beat up.
Yeah, she always gets beat up, but that's just part of racing.
How's the hood?
No.
Yeah.
The hood's beautiful, like always.
That's great.
We take care of the hood.
Good.
Yeah, do you guys, you know, do you wax the hood? Do you put some turtle wax on there? Do you take care of it?
Well, we usually leave that up to Timmy. He'll get off the Kylon, the wax, the cloth. We got to make fun of him for 2 hours and watch him go to town.
Just 2 hours, huh? I would think that was a, you know.
Make sure that he rubs his nuts on it, too. It needs love.
No, that 2 hours is just before the race. He spends every day working on that thing pretty much.
That's good.
Yeah. So when he's not doing that and he's not marrying people, is it true he's really a barber?
It is true, and he's actually getting pretty good.
Wait, that's the scary part. He's actually getting pretty good.
Now, hold on.
I'm not getting the bald spots on my head that I used to get.
That's good.
Now, is it also true that he's also training to be a gymnast and is failing miserably?
Yes. Yes, he is.
I heard that he landed on his head after getting to Victory Lane. Guess he forgot what that's like.
Yeah, he tried to get out of the car about 5 different times with his helmet on and the steering wheel on the car, and finally popped out of there and landed right on his head in front of the whole crowd. It was great.
Because he was excited because he forgot what it was like to win.
Yeah, he hasn't felt that yet.
Was that his first win?
It was the first one
ever.
Ever.
Oh, very nice. See, I think we were a little hard on him last week, but I think it paid off.
Yeah.
You can stay hard on him. Keep him winning.
We will.
I don't really want to stay hard on him. That sounds kind of gay. But, just keep it going.
Yeah, we definitely will. We appreciate it, you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that you guys listen to the show and you're telling people about it and you came in first. That's awesome.
Hey, they actually came
in
first for one?
So
yeah, I think just figure out a little something to do with it.
When is the next race?
The beginning of May. I'm not sure on the date yet.
We'll be there.
We're going to do our best.
Okay, great. That'd be awesome.
Make sure that he wins.
We will.
Yeah, it better win when we're there.
Yeah.
Especially because we're going to have to go and get pictures with the car, and you're going to have to do all that, and it's...
Yeah,
it's just not going to be good.
Does his last name Pyle stand for pile of dirt on the car?
What's that?
I said, does his last name Pyle, does that stand for pile of dirt that's on the car?
It stands for a lot of things, but I don't know if it stands for that.
All right, well, you guys take it easy, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Be
Nirvana here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. It was April 5th, 1994, when Kurt Cobain took his own life. And that's this week, my friend, 16 years ago today. And, you know, the music is still around, and we still listen to it and still love it. So did Weird Al.
Thank you.
Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again.
In an abandoned warehouse with no lights, just shadows, and soon no rabbits. The purpose of the event is to pass the torch from one generation heavy metal to the next, and there lies in his black leather hunting outfit with a shotgun guitar with spikes coming out of it, Ozzy Fudd, the Rabbit Slayer. In the dead of night, a shimmering white gleam of a blade, and the devil is paid. When the axe comes down, a chilling sound. Steel against the head, another rabbit's dead. I'm a rabbit slayer, a guitar player with a nasty habit. Kill the rabbit! I'm a mean misbreeder, a rabbit feaster, and I predict a bloody Easter. A stowing shadow, and the shadow moves the Sabbath, and the night air echoes. Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit!
No more Roger Rabbit, no more Peter Rabbit, no more Playboy Bunny Rabbit.
Be very, very careful.
It's the Rocking Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Mad Mike working hard over there on his how-to.
Or hardly working.
Yeah, maybe. He might be, you know, checking out Facebook. I'm not quite sure.
Folks. Ladies and gentlemen.
We're doing it now?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Okay.
You got anything better to do?
No, I'm ready. Not really. I got to pull up your music. Is this a good one? It's got to be better than last week.
I don't even remember last week.
You did three different ones all at the same time.
I'm only kind of going over one today. And this is one that I think that everybody can learn something from, okay?
Okay.
Because I think everybody at one point in their life has had a problem with this. Everyone. But you, Screwy Stewie... Larry G. Jones, Richard Gere, all of you people have had a problem with this at some point in your life, okay? Well, Mulla, you might not like the idea, okay, of cuddling with rodents, okay?
Oh, I do have to get ready. See, I wasn't ready. I'll fine. It'll work.
You know, with patience, folks... Proper care, owning a gerbil can be a very rewarding experience. I'm going to teach you folks. I'm going to teach you folks how to tame your gerbils, folks. Because they're out of control, okay? Now, gerbils may not be... Okay. However, wait a minute. In the wild, what? There's such a thing as wild gerbils? You're kidding me. You're kidding me, right?
You're reading it.
Where the fuck do wild gerbils come from? Richard Gere?
Maybe.
Where do you get a wild gerbil from? Anybody know?
No.
Have you ever seen a wild gerbil?
No, I have not.
That's a lie. In the wild, gerbils live in burrows and are naturally shy. They're shy, folks. They don't want to come out and say hi to you. They want your food, and then they want you to leave them alone. Okay? You try to say hi to them, they're going to punch you in the nuts. Gerbils, they have reach. 72 inches of reach.
Okay? Which we'll learn about here in a minute.
In a minute. Now, okay. Now, they are... However, they are much easier to tame than a hamster. You didn't know that. You heard it here first, folks. Wild gerbils are easier to tame than hamsters. Are there wild hamsters? Have you ever seen a wild hamster? Have you ever been going down the street and been like, oh my god, look, it's a wild hamster. Where do they go? What? No. Like, I've seen like wild cats. I heard, like, prairie dogs, a wild fucking gerbil, like, a feral gerbil. Like, do they move in packs? Like, do they hunt? Like, what can they possibly eat? Like, there's nothing bigger than them. I mean, there's nothing smaller than them. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Anyway, it's true that hamsters, due to the fact... Okay, gerbils are... And the reason why that is, folks, whatever I was just saying, I'm continuing... That conversation. gerbils are not as prone to biting or drawing blood. Okay? That means they make horrible nurses. They're not as prone to drawing blood. Stuart. They're not as prone. They're not EMTs. Hamsters would be EMTs. You're a hamster. You're not a gerbil. First step to taming your gerbil, your inner gerbil. You first, I like how they said, buy a pair of young gerbils. Not just one. You gotta get two. Okay? If you buy one on its own, it will be more work since there's less entertainment. Because you gotta keep them entertained, folks. You gotta put on shows. They like balloon animals, okay? They like watching manger babies on TV. Okay? So the younger they are, the more success you are likely to have. However, they should not be under the age of 5 weeks. And you can tell how old they are if you cut them in half and you count the rings. It says right on here.
I'm sure it does.
It does. Next, put them in a cage. Instantly place them in prison. Not wild no more. Place them in a cage in an area of the house that has medium traffic. And if you don't know, like, what areas of the house have medium, heavy, and light traffic, just check Google. Go to Google Maps. Because there's a button on there that says traffic. Next. Okay, they're curious, and they like to be part of the action, folks. They like to be in it to win it, okay? They like to take bets. They like to eat flies. They like to watch you poop, okay? They like to do these things. They take...
They like to watch you poop?
Yeah, they'll even, like, do commentary while you poop. They'll talk to each other about your poop.
Is your dog like a big gerbil then?
He's like a gigantic gerbil. He's actually, no. My dog, Bowser, is closer to, like, a giant chipmunk. If you see him run, dude, he runs just like a chipmunk. It's the weirdest thing. He even attacks like a chipmunk. Okay, so yeah, they will. They like to talk about it. Oh, it's good. That's a nice poops to it. Keep doing what you're doing. Oh, it looks like a giant chicken McNugget. And all gerbils have English accents. In case you didn't know that. It says it right on here. They also need to get used to the fact that humans make a lot of noise and motion. We put the motion in the ocean, folks, for these gerbils. They need to know that. At the same time, it's probably not best to place somewhere too busy, as it might make them edgy. And you don't want edgy gerbils. You know what happens when gerbils get edgy? Huh? You know what happens?
No idea.
You get salt in your coffee, okay? That's what happens, folks. Don't make them take out a vendetta against you, all right? You don't want that. See? You don't want that. Next, folks, allow them to settle into their new home for a few days before you try to handle your gerbils. Or they'll be too stressed to tame, okay? So before you fondle your gerbils, make sure they're calmed down. Give them a couple of days of relaxation before you try to manhandle your gerbils, okay? Next, put your hand in the cage in a fist. Let them know you're going to fuck them up if they try anything. If they try any shit, you're going to fuck them up. My dog's going nuts. Next, folks, let them smell you, and they may want to taste you. That's kind of weird. If they bite you, don't yank your hand out of the cage. Punch them in the face. Show them who's boss, okay? And then slowly pull your fist out as to not startle them, okay? And you want to do this for a few days, folks. Punch them in the face for a few days, okay? Next, offer your gerbils treats. Like nuts. Gerbils like nuts, folks.
What kind?
They like salted nuts. And sunflower seeds, okay? They'll go from snatching the treat from you to allowing you to catch them and eventually eating your hand. I mean, eating from your hand. Not eating your hand. Eating from it, okay? People... All right? Spend a lot of time with your hands in the cage, rearranging and adding new things, changing food or... Oh, they need to drink water, apparently. These things sound like they're tough to maintain all of a sudden. You got to keep your hands in their cage.
No tougher than that dog you're holding.
I don't know, man. I don't have to keep my hands in his cage. I'm going to feed him nuts. I don't have to rearrange things and add things. I don't need to change his food or water. This allows the gerbils to get tamed and to get used to your presence. 7. Speak to them softly and gently so they get used to your voice. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm your friend. Do you feel tame? See, it works. It even works on radio hosts. 8 is great. Don't attempt to handle your gerbils while they are sleeping. Grab them in the middle of the night. You literally will shit in your hand and die of a heart attack. When you first start handling them, don't be alarmed by their nips. Do they have really big nips? Do they get really pointy when they're cold? That's kind of weird. The way gerbils greet and recognize another is by tasting each other's nips. It says it right on here. I'm not even kidding you. They like to feel and taste your nips. So,
isn't this kind of like the mating ritual of the mountain gopher?
Yeah, the Appalachian mountain gopher.
Yeah, where you had to rub peanut butter on your nipples.
Yeah, they live
in a counterclockwise swirl.
Yeah, they live in Brazil. Yeah, very similar. I think they actually might actually have. There could be a family.
See, you don't think I pay attention, but I do.
That's good. No, that's good. I'm glad that you do, Jay. You know, when they start to sit on your palm, slowly cup your other hand over the animal and squeeze until you have a fine jelly. let's see here. If calling to them doesn't work at all, try making squirrel / chipmunk clucking sounds. What the fuck does that sound like? And why can't you make why can't they call it a gerbil sound? Why does it got to be a chipmunk squirrel sound?
Because maybe they sound very similar.
Think so? All of our gerbils that are listening right now, what did I just say? Send me an email. ShinglesMcFanny @gmail.com. Okay. Let me see if there's anything good here. Let's see, that you might want to know about. Let's see here. Don't allow small children to handle your genitals. Gerbils. Even the most animal-loving toddler tends to grab things too hard and can seriously injure your pet. Dude, I saw this toddler grab this bird. There were feathers every fucking way. So that is very true. Very true. Let's see here. Don't grab them by the tails. It could leave a bloody mess. Oh my god, they have an escape mechanism in the wild. The skin on their tail slips off real easy, leaving a bloody mess. That's gross. Never give gerbils lettuce, as it could cause a fatal disease. There is a disease in lettuce. Dude, lettuce is literally nothing but water. You could kill a gerbil with lettuce. That's weird. Folks, take care of your gerbil. I hope by now you have one tame, satiated, docile gerbil. Folks.
Is that it?
Oh, yes. Your dog farted again.
Well, that's good. He's sitting by you.
Oh. Damn it, dog. Damn it.
Well, in honor of the gerbils, here's Stephen Lynch.
I bought a gerbil at the petting zoo. If Richard Gere can do it, I can too. I get undressed, I start to lube. I stick the gerbil in the end of the tube, wondering just how he'll feel. Will he like it better than his little wheel? Careful now, he's right beside me. One more inch and he's inside me. Go, gerbil, go. Burrow harder, burrow deeper. Be my little chimney sweeper. One thing I forgot about. Gerbils on easy street. It's warm and cozy and there's plenty to eat. The situation is beyond my control. Gotta find a way to get him out of his hole. I try crowbars, I try wires. I almost had him with a pair of pliers. too late, my gerbil died. I guess I have committed gerbicide. Here's some advice, it's very clear cut. If you love your gerbil, don't stick him up your butt. Don't stick him up your butt. Little furry gerbil in your booty hole. Don't stick him in your bottom and your chest, and I won't come out. And I'm on a fucking day, and I'm on a paper out. And I'm shitting my body, I'm a day, and I'm shitting my thing, thing.
Yeah, the dribble song. Stephen Lynch right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. You know, census is supposed to be done this week. Did you do yours? They say 10 questions, right? It's 10 questions. Which for me, it's cool. I live by myself, so I got 10 questions. But if you have multiple people in that house, that's more than 10 questions, because it's 10 questions per person to live in your house. Kind of weird. Another survey that was sent to me in the mail was the Nielsen family. Survey to find out what, you know, TV shows you watch and that kind of stuff. And they pay you $2 to fill out this survey, which is interesting because it was $2 cash in the envelope. So if you got one of these Nelson things and you threw it away, you threw away $2. And I started to think to myself, how many people actually got these envelopes, thought it was just junk, and they threw it away? They're throwing away a lot of money if a lot of people throw those $2 away. I had no idea the money was in there. I just said, oh, what's this? You know, and checked it out, and I thought it was interesting, but that brings me to this. This week in television history, back in 1987, this show debuted.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
That's right. Back in 1987, the Fox Network, they flipped the switch on primetime programming, getting underway with shows like Married with Children, The Tracy Ullman Show, and 3 weeks later, they added 21 Jump Street, Mr. President, and Duet to their Sunday night lineup, with Saturday programming following 3 months later. But Married with Children remained the Fox flagship for years, clearing a path for the network's ribald take-ons for dysfunctional families, while Tracy Ullman introduced the network's other historic clan, The Simpsons, in short animated segments 2 weeks later in her show. Generation later, we still have Homer, we still have Marge, and the entire Simpson clan. But 1997, the Bundys left television, and we were introduced to Simon, Randy, Kara, and now Ellen, along with Ryan Seacrest, for the freak show void that left behind, known as American Idol. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. 1987, we were introduced to Married with Children. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I believe we have Dino Mike on the line. I got to check that one out. And also, we're going to play that new song of his, in case you missed it last week. It's really good. Good stuff. And we'll be back with more of the show right after this, my friends.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy. It's only one lamp. It's
just one TV. It's like all the way in the other room. What difference will it make if I turn things off when I'm done with them or not? If we switch to energy-saving light bulbs, or put in a programmable thermostat,
how much energy and money could it possibly save? Sometimes I wonder if we could be more efficient with the energy we have now and tuck away more resources for later.
You know, it just never hurts to plan more for the future. My name is
Colin, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hi, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up here in just a few minutes, the McNugget Challenge. They're all out there in the green room getting ready.
Good.
I like the fact they're doing sit-ups and stuff.
That's, I hope they're putting on their cups in case there's any low blows.
They're going all out.
That's right. This is going to be a very intense competition. They're both fat asses. So it should be interesting to see how it plays out. It's funny, if you actually met them, they're actually not that fat. I lied. They're pretty fat.
You can't lie. The webcams are going to be on. People will be able to see.
All right. Well, folks, when you see them, try not to avert your eyes, okay? Just try to watch as best you can.
Yeah.
I know they're hideous.
Stick with it.
Just peel your eyes open.
We have a... We're going to do another celebrity call. This one, I think you're really going to enjoy this one because it's Cookie Monster.
Oh, I love Cookie Monster!
NSK House on Abangle.
Hello there.
Hi.
We have a question for you.
Yep.
Do you have cookies?
Pardon me?
We want cookie.
You want a fruitcake?
Do you have cookies?
Fruitcake?
Cookies. Yeah.
Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello? Huh?
Me going to ask most important question of all. Do you have cookies?
I don't understand what you're talking.
Oh, my God.
See? Me asked question and me got answer. That's the question, lady. Do you have cookies?
So you want to order anything?
Yeah.
You want to order a cake?
No.
Cookie?
Yes.
Cookie?
Yeah.
What kind of cookie? Good. This is a cake house.
Yes. Yeah, me want something delicious, but me forgot what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't understand what you're talking, so would you mind to ask anybody to talk to me?
What kind of answer is that? We want cookie.
You want cookie?
Cookies.
What kind of cookie?
Yeah, me want something delicious.
Okay, so the cookie, I have the walnut one and the salt bread. So you can come to our store to have a look.
Very good.
So you like to come to our store?
What kind of cookies are there?
It's a walnut. I have the walnut cookie and the salt bread. I have two kind of cookie.
In that case, we settle. Now me ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an orange?
Maybe you come to our store to have a look. We have different kind of cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can come to our store and we call her. And we call that six.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Good. Bye bye.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that one. Cookie Monster.
Yeah, both neither. Originality.
Of course they did. I was trying for so long just to hit the notes myself. And I was failing so hard. Songs went how whenever I felt. So now I know what would make me sound better. No one will know how I get so clever. Reverb effect, adjust the pitch and hand, and a happy delay. Cause when the mic came on, my voice came out, it was clear that I was rude. Now I'm a hip-hop star and I'm living so large. Thank you, auto-tune. So now I sound
good stuff. And
he just keep using that auto tune. I think it really worked for him.
Yeah, that might be the trick.
That could be it.
Like every song.
Yeah.
And speaking of Dino Mike, he is on the line.
Let's talk to him.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and on our phone line, after weeks and weeks of trying, let's see, he's been drunk, and I think last week he passed out watching Hulk Planet. Give it up for Dino Mike.
What's up? Good to be here. Sorry, you didn't think, last couple times.
Yeah, you didn't think I wasn't going to mention Hulk Planet.
Yeah, I know. That was a horrible movie.
You are a nerd, my friend. A big nerd.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes me awesome.
That's what makes you awesome?
Yep.
That's cool. Well, we do want to talk about the new song.
Well, very good. Sure.
It's the best.
Wow! Yay!
Yeah, you outdid yourself, and I think you should quit at this point and go out on top.
All right.
I have to admit, that was I finally heard a song, and I was like, "Oh my god, that didn't suck," you know?
Thanks, man. I don't even know how to lay it on. Yeah, lay the compliments on there.
I was like, I don't even need to lie to him and tell him it's good, you know? It just is.
Like, he wanted me to burn him a copy so he could have it in his car.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
I'm gonna blast. I'm gonna pump that shit.
That's Mighty Hunter.
Yeah, and then I brought him down when I told him that he couldn't be in the video.
Oh.
Yeah. Why is this?
I'm going for more of a closer direct parody to the original video.
Yeah. So what's the point?
What?
What's your point?
Jay told me to film it in Vegas, and the point is I'm trying to find the place to kind of like the building that was in.
I told you.
I
told you he'd show up, and he looks good in a dress.
Yeah, we can do any part you want. It's a parody. It's a parody, Mike.
Yeah, the only problem here is you're not going to get out of fucking not giving us pickles, Doritos, waffles, and all this other shit.
I know, that's quite the talk, guys.
Look, I'll play the female lead.
Play the female lead?
Or, since we're doing a parody, and you lip-sync in videos anyway, and his name is Mike, Mad Mike could be you, and you could play the girl.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know if I like that.
I mean, you...
I'll be gentle.
Yeah, he'll be gentle.
Oh, well, that's a plus, I guess. He does have soft little hands, I guess, suppose.
So you wrote this song pretty fast.
Yeah, I wrote it, I think I wrote it, like, maybe in a day or two.
Which is why I'm surprised it doesn't suck.
Yeah, I was surprised it didn't suck as well. I had a groove going, and I just kind of finished it really, more or less, pretty quickly. There wasn't really a whole lot to write. I mean, that song's kind of, you know, as it is.
Yeah, it's very catchy.
So let me ask you a question, Dino Mike.
Okay.
Do you have Bieber fever?
Bieber fever?
Yeah, Bieber fever.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Bieber? What?
Justin Bieber. Do you have Bieber fever?
I don't even know what that is. What's a Bieber fever?
Justin Bieber.
The little kid.
I don't know who that is.
How do you not know who that is? Everybody loves Justin Bieber.
Don't you write parodies? Don't you have to listen to music?
Yeah.
Fucking
have to listen to what's current.
Nah, I gotta do that, yeah. That's on my to-do list.
Well, you needed to do the Bieber Fever, okay? Because there could be some good songs in there that you could parody, I'm telling you right now.
Bieber. Okay, I'll keep an eye out for him.
You should.
I guarantee you, after I talk to you, still want to look on the internet, I'm going to not see this guy.
Yeah, just look low, because he's really small.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a kid.
Dude, but he's got this mouth like a big mouth bass.
Oh, wow. Like a Pez dispenser?
Yeah, easily.
Dion.
Yeah, he could definitely make a living on Dumpster 3.
Right. But we just want to do, talk about the song. It's awesome. And
we love it. We love it.
Yeah, I think it's one of your best. We're definitely going to be playing it again this week. So I'll, awesome. Another $5 is what I'm expecting in the mail.
Yeah, you know the cut.
So anyway, buddy, I just want to thank you for calling in. I don't want to keep you in. We're building up to a big contest on the show on the show today.
Oh yeah, what's that?
That's the we have Turbo Man Bear and
Slippery
Nuts and my brother Screwy Stewie taking part in a McNugget challenge. Who can eat the most in 10 minutes?
Oh wow!
And the webcam will be on. So if you want to, chime in and see what's going on. We have Larry G. Jones going to be a part of it. He's not eating,
Can you pre-book an ambulance?
Well, my brother's an EMT, so he should.
Oh, okay.
He should know what he's doing.
Down.
So it'll be interesting, but we just want to thank you for the song. It's awesome.
Oh, hey, no, my pleasure.
And Mike and I were talking the other day that. It's definitely time for a Dino Mike theme song for the Rock and Comedy Show.
I agree.
A theme song?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How do you mean? Do you want me to do a theme song for your show?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, wait, what? Are you gonna play me a song?
Are you drinking now? Is that why you're not following who Justin Bieber is and all that?
No, I stopped drinking minutes ago.
Minutes ago. Yeah, when you answered the phone. But as soon as we hang up, you'll get back into it.
It is time of year.
it's bunny day.
It's very festive.
It is festive.
Oh, hey, what about the earthquake? Did you feel it?
I didn't feel a thing.
Really? A 7.2 and you went through it.
Yeah, totally. I don't know what happened. I think I had a Call of Duty up too loud or something.
You were drunk.
I wouldn't say I was drunk by that point. But I had a few drinks.
Very nice. Well, thank you for calling in, buddy. And it's a pleasure as always. We'll play the song, and hopefully it'll continue to get more and more hits.
Yeah, hopefully, it does really well. I think it's a pretty funny song.
All right, go back and watch Hulk.
Find my Facebook friend request, and it seems I'm the only person you detest. Mystery, how could you still hate me if it means you should know? That'll say it if you're pros before hoes. Just trying to make this thing right, but you just wanna fight. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Teaching her that thing you dig. Again, I'm sorry for uploading the videos on your porn. 'Twas only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was my back for more.
Whoa, and I know that she missed her period. We can tag team tag if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. Was only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge, man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
One. It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
We are back here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Let's not talk to him for so long.
Next time. Yeah, once he gets going.
Okay, like, hi, bye.
We tried for weeks to get him on the show. We had a lot to say. And then he doesn't come on.
He needs nothing.
And then last week he's asleep, drunk, passed out because he was watching Hulk Planet.
You know?
We talked about Natural Harvest, that it was ordered, and
right here.
It's right here.
I'm staring right at that.
Natural Harvest, a plan. Collection of semen-based recipes. It really is a conversation piece. I actually think it's more of a comic book than it is anything else because of the stuff that is written in the book. Just
things that should have never been written in the first place.
Yeah, you know.
This must be what Satan's Bible looks like.
Like noodles with special spicy sauce. The spicy ingredients in Oriental cooking tend to dominate all other flavors, making it difficult to sense the delicate semen. The simple dish avoids that by striking a harmonious spicy sweet semen balance.
Oh, perfect.
How much semen, though? How much semen do you put in this dish?
I'm going with 2 tablespoons.
2 tablespoons. Not bad. 1 to 2 tablespoons.
Whoa!
Not bad. Not bad. Now,
oh, God.
Now,
dude.
This here, lumpiar lumpa, I believe is how you pronounce that, are spring rolls from the Philippines. This recipe is dedicated to a close Filipino friend who is dedicated to adding a semen spin to otherwise traditional dishes.
Now, you guys in the Philippines, so the amount of semen in this is probably low. That's needed.
How much do you think?
I'm going to go with 1/2 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon.
1 tablespoon.
Still again, you're pretty close.
That's close. All right.
Chicken soup.
Oh, no.
Semen's versatile cooking properties allow us to add it to a clear broth soup with remarkable results. Chicken soup's healing properties will be made more potent by adding a healthy dose of fresh semen.
Oh, my God, dude. Fresh.
Fresh.
Freshly squeezed.
Now, how much semen do you think is required for the chicken soup?
I figured you just had it in a bowl and you just had the guy come up and say, tell me when to stop.
1 to 2 tablespoons.
Like when you get the pepper at like a restaurant. You just say when.
Just let me know when. But in the back of the book, something very interesting, the proper way on how to store the semen.
Oh, well, you know, that's good, because I didn't know.
Yeah. Fresh semen should be eaten or cooked within a few hours, since the taste quickly deteriorates.
Once chilled,
semen can be stored for up to 3 days in the fridge. If you don't plan on using it within 3 days, we recommend that you freeze it.
Jesus.
Frozen semen should always be thawed slowly at room temperature or in the fridge in order to minimize deterioration.
Of course.
Chef's note. Keep a small container in the freezer and simply add ejaculate into the container every morning and then return it to the freezer. This way you always have sufficient amounts of semen for cooking. By saving semen in this manner, you can quickly begin experimenting with the recipes that require larger quantities.
Oh, Lord.
Also, the frozen semen can be mixed with syrup and shaved ice to make yummy ice cones.
Oh, Lord.
So, the cookbook is here. It's called Natural Harvest.
Mommy, why does this guy have mayonnaise on his ice cream cone?
We'll be giving that away at our listener party.
Give it away.
You'll also be glad to know that I've now ordered the giant coloring book of vaginas.
Perfect. That was just what we needed.
Yeah, we're gonna color and we'll put them up on the wall. So when the webcam's on, what is that behind Mike's head?
Nice. I'll bring my colored pencils. Oh.
So we had to we shared that. We shared that with our listening audience.
We apologize in advance. For just the things that we just are brought up at the show.
Well, at the time, they're funny.
Yeah. We saw, what did we see? Clash of the Titans.
We saw Clash of the Titans.
And it was okay at best.
It was good.
I think the funniest part about that was they decided to stay Like, you know how, like, there's always got to be, like, so, like, they have the equal rights law. There should be at least one African-American in, like, every movie. This time they made it the Pegasus. How wrong is that? The only black anything in the movie was the Pegasus. The horse that he rides on. Messed up, man. Messed up. Write a letter to Universal.
And tell them that you're disgusted.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on down there.
They're just getting down on it.
Yeah, something's happening.
Get down on it.
I've got a news article here from Salt Lake City. Police said a teenager who botched a robbery at a Salt Lake City convenience store asked the clerk not to tell his mom.
Don't tell my mom.
Salt Lake City police said the teen went into the store early Saturday morning and approached the counter with several items. As the clerk rung them up, the teen tried to sneak behind him and hold a knife to his neck.
Damn.
The clerk spun around his hands up and smacked the teen in the face, knocking him to the floor. The teen then asked the clerk not to call the police and then added, "Don't tell my mom," before he fled.
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my mom. She's going to be really mad.
I do that before I do any crime. Look, I'm about to rob you, but don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my mom.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
you
remember
do.
When you made that call from jail? Your mom wasn't happy.
She was not happy.
I have to pull those up. I'm going to have to pull
fine,
them out.
You gotta find those.
I'm going to have to pull those out of the archives. Those were fun.
Those were good.
And you're, the best is when you're like, "Well, Jay's with me. I don't want to talk about that." Yeah, that was sweet. That was good stuff.
That was great. And the other call that I made from jail. For being in, when I tried to ninja the Slurpee and I got caught.
Oh, yeah, I have to find that one too. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Man held in Mexico after spices were mistaken for drugs.
Oh, really?
A Nigerian
they were actually spices? That's weird.
A Nigerian-born U.S. citizen spent 2 days in Tijuana jail. Just 2 days. I thought once you got in, you didn't get out.
Seriously.
TJ jail is tough.
It was just spices.
Authorities mistook the soup spices he was bringing into his nephew in Mexico for illegal drugs. San Diego social worker... I'm not even going to pronounce his name.
Manaka hello, nobody?
The first name is spelled O-K-O-R-O-N-K-E-W-O.
Frank.
Frank. Frank said that he was detained while crossing the border on March 15th because inspectors thought he had 5 bags of drugs.
I wonder what kind of drugs. Like, how do you mistake, like, regular spicy?
Let me see here what it says. Kat? K-H-A-T? Apparently 5 bags of Kat, K-H-A-T.
Fucking
says right. He was bringing the ingredients to his nephew for a spicy Nigerian soup.
Yeah.
He says he didn't speak Spanish and couldn't explain that the label packages were dried fish, spices, and vegetables, not drugs.
Little natural harvest.
Federal prosecutors in Tijuana say they had to test the substances.
Dang.
And they found out... It was natural harvest.
It was natural harvest. And they were gross.
Here's an interesting one. A man gets 15 years for prison break-in.
Break-in?
I think this is that one story where we talked about he busted out and then he couldn't do anything. So he went to break in and he got caught breaking back in.
Oh, no.
I think this is the same story. A Florida man has been arrested or has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to break back into the jail where he had been held following his conviction in a manslaughter case, local media reported. A judge sentenced Sylvester Giles, who's 25, to maximum 15-year penalty after his conviction earlier this year for attempted break-in at the Brevard County Detention Center. He apparently feared violent reprisals from family members of the manslaughter victim and suffered severe cuts when he tried scaling a 12-foot high barbed wire fence to break into the jail. The newspaper said Giles had been released on probation from the jail a week before he tried to force his way back inside. 15 years for that.
15 years trying to go back to prison?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I want to be back in.
So she's just been like, hey, buddy, pal, come on in. Open arms.
We'll take care
of
it.
We love it when you come back.
Off and on the show, Mike, we talk to people about pickles. What's their favorite kind of pickles? That sort of stuff.
Sweet.
Why not?
Is the proper answer.
Sweet? Yeah, everything should just be sweet. Some things you might not know about pickles, in case you're wondering. In 850 BC, Aristotle praised the healing benefits of the pickle, and Thomas Jefferson wrote, on a hot day in Virginia, I know nothing more comforting than a fine spiced pickle brought up by trout, like from sparkling depths of the aromatic jar below the stairs of Aunt Sally's cellar.
Aunt Sally's cellar. Would you like to try?
Would you like a pickle? The health benefits of the pickle are incredible. They have a higher concentration of vitamin C. They help you absorb iron better. Research shows that vinegar can help weight loss. Raw fermented vegetables pickling have good bacteria that inhibit the growth of harmful microbes in the intestines.
Really?
Some pickle facts you might not know. More than half the cucumbers grown in the U.S. are made into pickles. Pickling has been used to preserve food for almost 5,000 years. And the pickle is both a fruit and a vegetable.
Pickling has been used to preserve food for 5,000 years?
Yeah.
So I could pickle something now and it'll be ready to eat in 5,000 years?
Sure. It's pickled. You get some pickled eggs, pickled pig feet.
For 5,000 years?
Well, they've been doing it for 5,000 years.
But, I mean, it's something 5,000 years old that you can eat right now.
No, I don't think so. They've been doing it
for... Well, if they've been doing it for 5,000 years, how come they don't have something for me to eat from 5,000 years ago?
Probably not a good idea.
Why not? You just told me that you could eat it.
Now, this seals it right here. The argument ends right here. No matter how you feel about pickles, they aren't going anywhere, so grab a dill.
Blah.
Sit down.
Blah.
And get crunching.
Get crunching. How come pickles aren't soggy?
The pickle is both a fruit and a vegetable.
How can it be both? That's a lie. How can it be both? What's required to be a vegetable versus a fruit?
I don't know.
I just thought that.
I just thought I would give you some...
How can it be both a fruit and a vegetable?
I thought I would give you, a little history about the pickles.
I don't know about this whole fruit talk about them so much.
I don't know.
I'm calling shenanigans on its legitimacy. It can be both a fruit and a vegetable? I don't know how that's possible. That's ludicrous.
I just thought it was interesting. Yeah,
that's ludicrous.
I might find that interesting myself. Look, just so you know, I'm not making it up. Here it is. It's the big coloring book of vaginas.
Hey!
Right there.
It is colorful.
On Amazon.com, right there, my friends. Wow. Available now for just $11.95 after shipping and handling.
$11.95. That's not a bad... It looks pretty big. That's a pretty big book of vaginas. I'm not going to lie. Of the vagine.
Of the vagine.
Do they have a big coloring book of mammary glands?
No, but they have one of a big coloring book of cock.
Oh, nice.
So if you want that.
Let's.
They also have the cunt coloring book.
What? Oh, my God. Is that like a coloring book of, like, just like women from, like, Tallahassee?
I don't know. I have no idea. We're going to take a break when we come back. Larry G. Jones will be here. We're going to start our... contest, our first annual McNugget Challenge.
The
Turbo
Nuggets.
Man Bear and Screwy Stewie.
Taking on the Nuggets.
Taking on the Nuggets.
Who do you think will win tonight at 11?
We'll be back.
was just a little boy, my mother, she would say, that everywhere and Wessie with animals should play. Lions, tigers, and giraffes don't fill me with their habits. I'm just simply crazy about those creatures they call rabbits. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me. I'd love to be a rabbit and hide behind a tree. I love rabbits, they're so little and so clean. They dance and prance to music like the eating of the queen. Don't be afraid of rabbits, cause they have redeeming features. Please don't get us frightened, for they're such hair-raising creatures. Rabbits live on wetters, they never eat debris. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me. I love rabbits, and one up on a knee. I want to be a rabbit, and one up upon a spree. I love rabbits, those rascals are so cute. They romp and run around all day, but rabbits are all woot. Lots of folks are very proud of raising cats and parrots. Rabbits are no problem, they thrive on lots of carrots. A rabbit don't get lonesome, he likes a family. I love rabbits, and rabbits, they love me.
You. TJ.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Excuse me, you're on our turf. Just sit down.
Sit the fuck down.
Sit down. Sit down. Or Turbo Man Bear automatically wins.
Uh-oh.
Look, please leave your clothes on. All right?
I get that one room. This is what I was trying to get last time when I got the power patches.
All right, dude, I'm now, not using all these sauces.
That's your choice,
now,
all right?
You guys have seen the book, right? The Natural Harvest book?
Oh, yeah.
Now, as you're dipping into the nuggets, think about the hollandaise sauce cream.
Okay.
All right. I just had to get that.
All right. You are listening to...
I'm spicy. I'm spicy barbecue.
There are 27 sauces there, okay? One of those sauces is a Natural Harvest ingredient.
No!
That's exciting.
Nice.
Hey, are we on the air?
We are. Check. Now, guys, this is the Rockin' Comedy
Check
Show's
one,
first annual McNugget Challenge. They can hear you.
Are we on the
Mike?
Air?
Yes.
Okay.
McNugget
okay.
Challenge.
Sure.
Yes.
In a world where people like McNuggets, it's time for the McNugget Challenge. Are you ready?
We've invited Larry G. Jones here because we don't have enough money to afford, Michael Buffer. And he was available.
Yeah.
Michael Buffer apparently is not. He's
wah,
like,
wah,
the rockin' comedy, what?
No.
Anything I want to do? And he's also going to commentate. Now, you guys have, we've decided, 6.5 minutes.
6.5.
6.5 minutes.
What happened to 10?
It's way too long.
We decided that's like one nugget every 11 seconds if we did it for 10 minutes, so we've cut it down. Hey, some of these food
it's
competitions.
It's pizza parts. You don't need to chew.
Some of these food competitions, they don't chew. So,
okay,
well, anytime you're ready to, anytime.
Okay, get your timer ready.
Rule. Hold on.
Wait, new rule.
Every minute, you have to change sauce. Okay.
You have six different kinds.
And you don't need to use it if you don't want to. But if you're using a sauce. Every minute, you have to change the sauce.
So, you may repeat sauces, but...
Okay, he's going for buffalo. Wait, this is not my job. You got let us know what's going on.
Larry, go ahead and tell us the setup.
Start the play-by-play.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we have set on the table 47 sauces, 5 packs of 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and it's time... He's opening his sauces. Natural Harvest sauce.
Now, what sauces is he going for right away?
He's going gentle. He's being easy. Ranch.
So,
ranch is a creamy sauce. It slides down the throat. Now, the honey mustard could gag you a little bit, but we'll see.
No, it's true that he's drinking the Bud Light.
Oh, great. Our announcer from the snail race is here.
Yeah, I heard there is opening. I come down.
They have Bud Light Tall Boy Chasers. This is number 4 for each of them.
Now, you've got like the bird's eye view, Larry. I mean, you're closer than anybody. I mean, what does it look like from where you are?
What do we?
It's okay.
What I want to know is, do we have a garbage can close by in case somebody hurls?
It is okay.
Just hurl right into that Taco Bell bag.
Yeah. It's okay.
Just puke into
the
Taco
Bell. And if you both finish in time, you have to start going for the Taco Bell tacos. Then that's the tiebreaker.
Now remember, they have 6.5 minutes to consume all of them.
50.
6.5, but they have to hold
it. Are you going to break open your sauces or what? You're saving yourself time here.
Right, but they have to realize that they have to hold it down for 30 minutes. That's
all right. Right, or be disqualified.
You know what somebody said today, like on the internet, I told them about the challenge. They're like, why don't you just go smoke a big fat bowl? I can eat like 100 of them.
No, I have a friend who talked about the aromatic program. You can't really smoke.
All right, you have enough sauces open. No, let's get this thing going.
Question is, how many chemicals will they consume today? You know, you're expanding your afterlife by years because your body will now not decompose for another 40 years after all these chemicals go into it.
Yeah,
your
I
physical
like,
body.
I like the peanut butter. It's really good.
I had to pick one off the floor already.
Not bad. All right, they've got a.
All right, you got a timer ready?
Is anybody going to have the
buffalo sauce?
Hey,
dude, that's right. I'm fucking smart.
Need a countdown timer.
You have mountain of big nugget.
I don't have one on me, no.
Anybody got one? You got one on a. Some people have one on an iPhone.
The iPhone, of course, it has everything on there.
iPhone has a timer. Anybody got an iPhone? I don't have a.
I have a timer. I got one. I bring one. Yeah, hold on.
You have a timer.
This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. This is the first annual McNugget Challenge. For those of you that don't know, you can actually go to McDonald's and get 50 McNuggets for $10.
What is nugget? They don't have this in Russia. I don't know what this is. It is like something, some part of chicken.
It's the nugget.
Yearly nugget harvest.
I get
these two from my uncle.
I did not know they make a lot of nuggetless chicken running around right now.
Right.
In Tennessee. That's where they come from.
Are you ready with your timer?
Wait. What's the contact rules on this?
No contact between the two of you.
No.
Oh.
No touching. No touching and scrotum.
No.
No, no deflecting. You eat your own thing. There's a wall between you. No.
No karate chop.
No massaging of the anus.
No roundhousing. You just eat.
No massaging of anus.
I will roundhouse kick you in the face.
Right.
As long as your ass,
no
means
hurting
feet.
The host.
Yeah. Okay. I found the button with the heads of the start thing. I'm ready. I'm ready when you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, let.
We forgot.
Hello.
We forgot.
We need to get your weigh. How much do you weigh?
Weigh in.
And in this corner, weighing in at 175 and an arm reach of not 29 inches.
It's Turbo Mander.
All right, and weighing in this corner, 165. We have a pretty even match and an arm reach of 72 inches.
Rui He's
Rui. Got the reach. Now that's
he is the albatross.
That's pretty impressive.
It's kind of weird. You smell like my seat.
You are allowed to double fist. You are allowed to double fist.
Oh, double fisting rule is in place. Last time I saw this was in a hockey tournament in 1986. It was out of control.
Right. You can double fist. You can
must,
throw them in the air and catch them if you
must
like.
Consume all of the nuggets.
If one drops on
the
floor,
the
you must eat it. The 5-second rule does apply.
He's gross.
No, the 40-second rule applies. Doesn't matter. You have to eat it no matter what.
I don't
what.
Think Napoleon can catch anything in 5 seconds.
I don't even think he could shit in 5 seconds. Okay, are you ready?
Are we ready now?
Ready.
Okay, let's get ready to McNugget!
Go!
Go!
All right, so while they're doing this, we'll keep an eye on them. How have you been, Larry?
I've been great.
How's married life treating you?
It's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you
Do
been
Do you still
up
get to?
To
have Slurpees?
Just got back from visiting my parents in Virginia. I went to D.C. and did all the tourist stuff, saw the Capitol building, and went through Congress, and the dog peed on the lawn, and it was great.
The dog peed on the lawn?
Yeah.
That was a highlight.
Yeah, that was a highlight. In Washington, D.C.
Do they have 7-Elevens there?
They do have 7-Elevens there.
Did you have a Slurpee?
I did not.
Was that because you weren't allowed? She didn't give you permission?
So they would not allow me to have a 7-Eleven. The machine was broken. Don't you understand it? Every time I go, when the machine is broken, this is true.
Now let's take a look at the action down here. Stuart's really going.
Both are really going.
He's almost down one box.
Oh,
then we should cut it off at 5 minutes. This is going too fast.
They're already up to the stopwatch is already up to 1.
Right.
I think we're going
He's
to have to make it
down.
10 minutes.
Or 10 minutes?
I think so.
No, you're not going to need it.
10 minutes. You
look
don't think
him.
So?
No, look at him go.
There's
a large belch there.
I'm hearing lots of sounds. It's okay, though. I brought floaties.
Floaties.
As Bill Cosby would say, you see, what you need is to dip the McNuggets into the jello pudding.
They didn't realize that we were going to try and make them laugh. It's not going to be easy. Like, they thought they were just going to come here and eat nuggets.
Because if you got the jello pudding to dip the McNuggets in, then it's not the problem, you see. Okay. Now, what you children should remember is to never get into a fight with an ugly person because they have nothing to lose. You see? You
okay.
know, when I die, I would like to die quietly in my sleep like my grandfather. Not yelling and screaming like the passengers in this car.
Okay, I got to tell you this right away before I forget. We go to, me and my girl, we decided to go to Carl's Jr. late at night. We got our dog, right? And so we're at the window. We've ordered the food. I'm paying. And she's holding the dog. She says, oh, look. Brett, we have a party foul.
A party foul. 5-second rule. You got to eat it. No, he dropped a half a box. Half of it's
Somebody's
on the couch,
cheating.
Half of it's on the floor.
Cheater.
It doesn't matter where the dogs have been today.
All right, cool. So anyway, Brad, Carl's Jr., right? I ordered like a big Carl. She ordered like a big Carl, no sauce, something like that. And I'm waiting to get the order back. And
did you say Big Carl's sauce?
Yeah, no Big Carl's.
Is that Natural Harvest?
Yeah,
there?
It may have been. And she's holding the dog, and she says to the dog, look, it's the McDonald's lady. I seriously looked at her, and she looked pissed off, okay? Like, you can't go to some other fast food restaurant and say, oh, look, the McDonald's lady. That's like the biggest insult you can give anybody that works in fast food.
Is it Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, it's Carl's Jr. I was like, you just called her the McDonald's lady. That's like calling a black person, I don't know, black, you know? Like, you can't do that.
Remember, you can send all email, too.
Right. I was really in shock.
What's your new email address?
That's like common calling.
Shingles McFanny.
Yeah, Shingles McFanny.
@gmail.com.
That's like calling Obama the first black president when everybody knows he's half white.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, people.
He's not the... Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
All right, they are up to 4 minutes, folks.
Oh, man. It's going down. This guy over here, he's double dipping. He's got a little bit of ranch, a little bit of barbecue.
Johnny's eating like he's on vacation.
All right, commentate this for us. Take us through the steps. What's Turbo Man Bear doing?
Yeah.
Turbo Man Bear.
And what can he do to improve?
He's double dipping. Ranch, little barbecue. Little ranch, little barbecue.
And
little beer, little beer. All right.
Is that, is that the fruits punch? I can't tell.
The fruit punch. Nice. Very nice.
That was
some feedback.
Powerful belch.
Some feedback
a little
coming.
More. We got a little bit of regurgitation going right there. Feeling like a better bring the trash can in.
Stuart, you got to try to do two at a time. I'll do two at a time.
Two at a time. He's double dipping two at a time. Honey mustard is his favorite.
I think
he's doing it.
I think I'm gonna vomit for you, dude.
Oh, he's having trouble opening the ranch,
dude. His head is as red as a cherry tomato right now.
Help you out here.
Assistance from Larry G. Jones.
Oh. All right, here. No, wait, I'll help
now
out.
You gotta open one. Yeah, you gotta open one for Stu.
Wait, do you like ranch? What do you think about ranch? Tell me what you think about ranch. Natural Harvest.
Maybe you would like some jello pudding.
How about some pure honey? That's what you're going to get.
How's the show going, Larry?
The show's good. We're got a show tomorrow night. Almost sold out.
Yeah? Almost sold out?
That means you sold three seats.
That's right. And the rest are comps.
Almost can mean anything.
Tune in to LarryGJones.com.
No,
got a new video coming out soon. New video.
Is it like a porn or what?
No.
Is it a nugget contest?
It's a nugget video.
Is it your wedding video?
A wedding video.
Oh, gorilla. That's bio warfare.
He's trying to fart. This is too close of a room to do that. Please do not.
Oh, my God.
We'll all
seriously?
Be gagging.
He just turned this soda blue.
Turned my face purple.
It says a blue soda now.
Oh, he's getting
dude.
Down.
He's
what,
like,
what time? Time.
Time.
It
is 6:20. 6:22. 6:20. Do I have 6:20? Yeah, we're going to go 10 minutes.
We're going to 10 minutes?
Okay. We're going to go the full 10.
We're going to try to go full 10.
It's done. Get it out of there.
You can take a little break.
10:20.
You're looking. It's pretty close. It's
still pretty close. Well, he's only got
stacked up.
He's got like 25.
He's got boxes and boxes there.
You've got about 30. He's got about 25.
Me?
I've got about 6 inches. Okay, 2. But who's counting? Right? Right?
You might be a redneck if you like barbecue 17. With your chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. Jeff Foxworthy's here. Nice
to wait, did you dip it in the honey yet? Dip it in the honey. Dip it in the honey.
You might be a redneck. Your 2-year-old has more teeth than you do. He's still doing the double thing. That was quite a suggestion you gave him there.
I know.
He's fully. He's so not chewing that.
Dude, seriously, dude? Seriously, dude? Stuart is going to piss grease. I want you to know that. I'm just watching Turbo Man Bear over here.
His lips
and, like, his chin was all greased out, dude. Looks like you just made out with, like, a $5 hooker.
I think down at Dumpster 3.
Dumpster 3.
That 72-inch reach is really helping him. He's committed, folks.
Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
It is going well.
Time.
It is. Time for you to watch, okay? Jesus Christ.
Oh. Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, they missed it. Go. They're throwing food on the floor.
We're going to 10.
What was that, a pizza?
Kind of. It was.
It's a Taco Bell pizza.
It's down on the side of the box.
8 minutes, 30 seconds. That gives you a minute and a half.
What have you, have you added anything to the show?
Yes, I have. Leo Sayers in the show.
Who the hell is that?
You know, we get that song.
What song?
You got a cute way of talking. And with Bill Cosby's in the show now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, we got a new Ray Charles.
See the girl with the red dress on. Come and love her down the hall night long. All right now. Hey.
That was in there now.
Well, you did a Tiger Woods thing. What about Jesse James? Do anything for him?
No.
Why?
Jesse James.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's that? He's a cowboy.
He's the guy that's cheating on Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
Sandra Bullock. Hold on. Sandra Bullock. If you were just to get rid of the hair, to look at Sandra Bullock and look at Michael Jackson, the now, not the then, they look a lot alike and it's scary, okay?
That's all I'm saying.
They got the same nose and chin.
Time.
9 minutes, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. 30-second countdown, ladies and gentlemen.
9 minutes, 30 seconds. Stop. Dip it in the honey. It'll help you.
Stewart's in the lead.
There he goes. He's going for the honey.
It's coming down the wire. Ladies and gentlemen, coming on the left turn. He's chewing it. He's choking on it. He's almost going to gag. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's qualified if you throw it up.
And he's mixing it in with beer, of all things.
It's beer.
Beer already tastes like piss. It's Bud Light, folks. It's not even good beer. You know?
It's like piss beer. Look, he's choking on that right there. He knows it tastes like piss. He's got it in his mouth.
Yeah.
Really?
And we know all about...
He's like, oh, I got a mouthful of grease and piss.
This is like any other night for him.
Yeah, wow.
Nine.
Wow, is it Friday?
Seven.
Six.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Done.
Consume everything you got in your mouth.
Oh, you got a little white stuff on you.
Yeah, he's used to that. It's Servo Man Bear. All right, how many does each one have?
2, 4, 6, 7.
Uh-oh.
He's got a full box of 10, left 14.
Oh, Stewie wins!
Stewie in the win.
Nice. With 7 left. Nice.
Somebody's having piss and grease in his mouth.
That is a whole lot of grease.
You seriously gonna pay
and
grease,
a heart attack?
Oh my God, Dan!
All right,
you're probably
and
gonna.
We are now taking donations for open heart surgery.
Yeah. Let him chew down. We'll get the mic on him and. He did. Yeah. He
was 30 in a sitting. That means
okay. You got 43 now. 43.
Right. 43. In 10 minutes. I ate 30 of them and.
So the next one
is his personal best, ladies and gentlemen, in half the time.
So next week we'll do 120 minutes.
Now that's impressive. We're just getting the stomach stretched out for next week.
Yeah.
Wow.
How is it?
Better bring your nugget prep kit.
Let's get the.
He's sweating. Yeah. He's sweating.
Let's get the Larry. Let's put the mic on them.
Yes.
All right. So Turbo Man Bear.
So, how was it?
It was delicious.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel defeated, but I love the grease.
Stewart?
I feel like I'm going to throw up on Rabbi's girlfriend.
She doesn't have anywhere to go, so it's not like that she can move like 10 feet away from me. I got some projectile vomiting shit going on here, and I'm sure I can hit her. Or at least fucking Homer over there with her belly.
Projectile vomit. It does exist.
So that means because you won, that means you have to face the next challenger.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Who's that going to be?
Projectile vomiting on Homer.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, we can only do this like maybe once a month.
Only once a month, he says. Nice. Yo,
dude,
man.
You're gonna shit one giant McNugget.
That's actually been over
in about 3 days because you'll be stopped up.
Yeah, you know what you should do? Yeah, you should take it back to McDonald's. Yeah, this isn't what I paid for.
He's gonna load the bowl.
Well, Rabbi, I mean, when you went to pick up these 100 nuggets, what did they say? I mean, what was their reaction?
Hey, Rabbi, get that. Get a picture of the nuggets. This is how close the nugget race was. You can unclip it. You can.
You did good.
You can unclip it. You can unclip it, probably.
Whole lot of nuggets.
There they are. There they are.
That
was a good competition. You might even be down for a rematch next month. You don't even know.
See him work him out.
Oh.
We have our own man versus food here on the 44th
we do.
Floor.
You know what? Actually, there's a 6-pound burrito at the Sahara Hotel.
What's amazing is they both slammed a tall boy during the entire thing.
They did, too.
That's what's amazing.
This one's yeah. 3/4
This one's
John,
bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're just grabbing whatever you could. I think that was a very good competition. Very
so
well
at least
done.
When you poop, you'll be drunk.
And the winner gets indigestion for a week.
Yay!
I kept on changing my sauce.
That's good.
I'm looking at this right now as a barbecue chipotle.
Yeah, I have buffalo. I have buffalo sweet and sour.
So you had three sauces,
and that's it.
Dang.
Now there's two on the floor. There's two on the floor.
Uh oh.
Two nuggets?
They're empty, but they're on the floor.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh, did you just rip ass?
No.
He boarded in the kitchen and we're like talking like pre after strike.
He thought it was Napoleon.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he thinks that all the time.
I look back and I'm like, wait.
That's Napoleon.
I came in and I was like,
just thinking about it, I'm still.
Well, guys, I think it was a great competition. Give yourself a round of applause. Right? Big, big, big job.
Oh, God.
Natural harvest. Who can ejaculate first? Hey,
I won't be in the same room. Let's just say that.
Larry won't be a part
He'll
of the
He'll be in the bathroom.
There's four stars back here.
Yeah, we could do that.
Bring the cookbook.
Bring the cookbook. Oh, God.
That's a good show.
That would be a great show.
How many
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're not going to get our webcam banned again, so that's
oh,
that's.
Yeah. We should definitely send a letter to that man versus food guy.
Yeah.
Be like, let's see if he could take on Screwy Stewie.
Yeah. we should put out the challenge for next month chicken nugget challenge.
Yeah.
Put out who can challenge the challenger.
Well, we don't know how long this champion is going to be around, so the McNuggets might not be around, you know, the 50 may not be around next month.
Right.
Why don't we do? But
you know what'd be worse?
Change it up. Why don't we do pizza?
Taco Bell tacos. Yeah.
Taco Bell tacos.
Come on, gotta stick with the grease.
How many $5 pizzas can you eat?
Yeah.
99-cent tacos. I bet you couldn't eat 20 in
99 cents. They're like 49 cents, Larry.
49 cents. Says how often I go.
How many cans of refried beans can you eat?
It's all sweaty. Even his stomach is sweaty.
He was doing some serious competing.
He was. All right, well, we're going to take a break and air out the studio.
Yeah, seriously. It smells like McNugget in here.
And
McNugget and methane.
We'll be back after this. To the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back and in the studio. It's LarryGJones.com.
LarryGJones.com.
That was good.
That was fun.
You were very distractive, and I liked that. They thought it was just going to be easy, and the Bill Cosby was making it hard.
He almost gagged on that.
You got him with the car joke, I think. That was the one that did it. But it's been a while since you've been on, Larry, so it's nice that you're here.
Yeah, it's nice.
You're
to
avoiding
be
us or something.
Yeah.
Now that he's all married and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the married life has changed you? Or having a girlfriend? Do you think it's different than having, like, a boyfriend?
It would be way different. In fact, I heard on the radio the other day, it was a poem. A guy was a comedian on the radio.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a black chick by her tail.
And it was speaking of
again, this, send email to shinglesmcfanning@gmail.com.
And this is not my poem, grant you now, but this comedian was on the radio, and he said, I'd like to tell you all now about my experience with the gay life. And with my experience with this gay life, I have written a poem. And the poem is simply called Ouch. And it goes like this. Ouch, that hurts. I've changed my mind. Don't pretend you can't hear me. It's a work in progress.
Awesome.
That's good. But okay, that so was, do you think?
Yeah, that was not mine.
But again, I mean, do you think you're different now that you're married?
No.
No.
Do you think you have less time to do things that you like to do?
No.
Do you feel like you're compromising more?
Compromising more?
Yeah.
Probably less.
Less? Yeah. Do you feel like you have to cook or eat certain foods that you normally wouldn't have eaten, but now you are?
I've gained weight. Put it that way.
That happens.
Yeah.
I'm not even married, and that shit happens.
She's an excellent cook.
So she cooks for you, not the other way around?
She mostly cooks for me, yeah.
Yeah? Do you have, like, a favorite dish?
Anything she cooks.
So it has changed you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You want to borrow this?
No. Yeah.
I like how he says this. He goes, no thanks, but his head's going up and down.
No thanks.
Honey, why don't you make...
It's just the harvesting part that...
Yeah. Honey, let me help you with this dish.
Yeah. Right. Every day you have to gather a harvest.
Yeah, we saw this. It popped up on the... it was on Amazon.com.
And you had to buy
it. That's when I really... Well, when you read the beginning where it says that semen is most commonly found in households and some restaurants, you're intrigued not to get this cookbook.
Yeah, how could you not
do it? It said some restaurants, Larry. I'm not making that up, and it's here in the book. I'll read it to you again if you don't believe me.
Some restaurants.
Yeah.
Which one? Any particular one?
Well, they didn't list
Indian.
Them.
Ruth Chris
But we all, we've all taken an agreement that the grossest picture in the whole thing is the man-made oysters.
That is sick.
Yeah. Then the flan right on the cover.
Right, the flan.
The man-made oysters.
But, it's
just the shell. There's no oyster in there. Yeah.
But it's interesting because it says, oysters are so beautiful, it is a shame to throw away the shells after just one meal. Re-savor the feeling of a silky, succulent oyster slipping down your throat by using the shells as semen-serving dishes.
Oh.
Now, dude, I wonder if you serve it chilled.
That's so wrong. Right. Would that be chilled? Yeah, I don't know.
Is that
so
a
wrong.
Chilled? Like an hors d'oeuvre?
No, I don't think it would be chilled. I think it would have to be served up warm.
Oh, God.
But there's one in there. It's a
slightly warmed.
There's one recipe in there that a Filipino friend of his insisted he be a part of.
Yeah. I want in on this.
Oh, the best of Las Vegas came out. Yeah.
Were we in there?
On there, I had an article in there, although I wasn't nominated for something, but I was in an article about smaller shows. Sometimes bigger is not always better, something like that. So that was nice.
That's good.
So it wasn't like an article where you were talking about another show that they saw you at? Like, hey, where's the Wayne Newton red carpet event with Larry G. Jones?
Now, I got to tell you right now, Larry, we've actually helped you become more famous. Did you know that you and Anthony
Cools...
Wait,
I didn't know that. When did this happen?
You and Anthony Cools are seen with me in a picture...
Oh, that's right.
...at the Palms Hotel.
Nice.
When you go to the Brendan Theaters, and they have the little advertisement before the movie starts, there's a commercial up there for a pole position, and it's a slideshow. And I went to the movies one night, and Mike wasn't there, and I looked up at the picture, and it's the one we did at the charity event, but it's you, Mike, and Anthony Cools.
Nice.
And it popped up on the screen, and I was like, are you kidding me, Mike? You're now on the big screen at the box.
And it's got a caption, Larry G. Jones singing impressionist.
No, it didn't say that at all.
No, but it does say The Incredible Mad Mike and Friends.
Nice.
What a crowd. I get no respect at all. It all started when I was born.
Yeah, that was good.
I tell you, my new wife, she's a terrible driver. The other day she hit a deer. It was in the zoo.
It was in the zoo.
Nice. That's good stuff.
So you're only doing it two nights a week now at
two
the Royal Resort Coliseum.
Royal Resort.
With his wife or his show?
Yeah, both.
No.
Now, do you feel like you're banging less now that you're married, or do you think it's staying consistent? Do you have a schedule?
It's full on, man.
Do you have a schedule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? You have a schedule?
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah, like
this day, and this day?
This day.
Yeah.
No, that's... It hasn't changed, which is odd.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
it's good that it hasn't
odd,
changed.
But it's great.
So it's gotten better.
It's better.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's why we haven't seen him.
All the sex, half the guilt. All right.
I know, right?
Where the hell he's been. He doesn't have time for anything else.
That's right.
He's an animal, people. Animal.
He's saving up for a banquet.
Oh, that's rude.
But you have a stepdaughter now, right?
I have a stepdaughter now, yes.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, we got a few more years to wait.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Century. You put them numbers around. That's 21.
Oh. Doing the math.
Oh, yes.
Now, have they all moved to Vegas, or is
are you moving out?
They're still up in Seattle, but just spent a couple of weeks with them.
I thought they were in L.A. for
20 days, 19 days.
Are they coming? Are you going to move them here at all? Or
yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. Got to get you know, the joint custody thing worked out. But.
Joint custody thing?
Yeah.
They have joints? Yeah.
No, they smoke joints and they have custard. Oh, no.
Which is, again, why we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at moving my show to a theater on closer to the Strip, right across from the city center.
Harmon Theater?
What?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, you might, that's the news. You might want to talk to us about that off the show.
All right, off air.
Yeah.
So that's a thought.
We got some news on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that we want to burst your bubble, we want you on the Strip.
We do. And I think you do good at Harmon Theater, but there's some things.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. You should know.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. That's good. I like inside information.
We know the same people, and you can actually talk to them about it, too.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's awesome to have you here, buddy.
It's nice to be here.
It's good fun. And thank you again for commentary on the Nugget Challenge.
Never pick your butt and scratch your nose.
And I do have a new video coming out, new demo video for my show.
Cool.
Did a corporate event in Reno, and they shot it in super high HD
3D
Sony Cam 1440 by 1280 HD
movie
format.
Really 3D.
Nice. Yeah. So.
So you get it in the
three IMAX. 3 feet tall and coming at you.
That's right. Because.
Now, is that on your website?
It's coming. Well, as soon as I edit it, got to be edited.
And what's your website?
LarryGJones.com.
No, I mean your website.
LasVegasAxe.com.
No, the website?
Manof1002voices.com.
See, I knew I'd get the truth eventually.
They're all my website. And also, LasVegasDiscountPrinter.com. That's right. Get all your printing needs at LasVegasDiscountPrinter.com.
By the way, thank you very much. That banner you did for us rocks.
Oh, dude, it's awesome.
It is amazing.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that. I've never seen
it. Yeah, we'll show it to you before you take off. It's awesome.
Right, and then you can pay me for it, too. That'd be great. That'd be great.
What? Pay?
What?
And you got a great deal on it, too.
Yeah.
We beat just about anybody's prices.
Just about anybody's, but not everyone's, because there are those who will just steal somebody else's banner.
we don't like to say anybody's price. We say just about anybody's.
Just about.
Just about anybody's.
That's but right. It does look awesome, so.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the first banner that we did. So that's,
you realize great. That's like the size of like the Empire State Building to an ant? That's how big that banner is.
I did it.
Like, we were unrolling it, and it just kept going. And we're like, really serious. How big is this?
I did a poster for a guy in Reno that was the album cover for the Hotel California.
Oh, nice.
He wanted that as a poster. So.
Oh, that's really cool.
So, yeah, we'll do that.
So you'll do a poster to anything?
Pretty much.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What about, like, a giant coloring book?
As long as it's a high-resolution graphic, we'll blow it up.
A vagina?
Of what?
If you think the Natural Harvest Cookbook here is interesting, coming up in the next couple of days in the mailbox, we've got the giant coloring book of vagina.
Oh, dear!
Bring your crayons.
Why would you not want that? It's $4.99.
Yeah.
And you had to order it off of Amazon.
Would you not want to see it? It's a big giant coloring book of vagina.
Wow. I'm gonna make mine.
Well,
green.
You know, for a guy that's getting it every day, he sees it, you know. But you know.
Yeah, what do I need that for?
Just
little single guy like me. I'm like, oh, that's what they look like.
Yeah. Just don't color them red.
Ooh. Oh.
Shingles McFanny at Gmail.
That's true.
Send your anthrax.
I saw a show it down at the Las Vegas Rocks Cafe the other day. So Elton John and Billy Joel tribute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Were they good?
John Allen and I can't remember the other guy's name. Yeah, they were pretty good.
Frankie Munich.
Something, I don't know. John Allen.
I just made it up.
Yeah,
but it sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That sounded really good. For once, Mike knows something I don't. What the hell is that about?
Yeah. No. It was just a one-shot deal there. So.
Oh, is it just a one-time deal?
Yeah, just a one-shot deal there.
That'd be really cool, though. Elton John, Billy Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Because they actually do stuff on the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, MGM.
Mm-hmm.
And, Elton John's gone here. Cher's coming up. It's been concrete now. March of 2011, Celine will be back.
March 2011? Right. Tickets
starting at $55. It's not a Cirque show this time. Strictly the orchestra.
Right.
That's awesome. I'm so there.
Yeah, I work at Caesar's Palace now. I got the inside. I'll tell you something else that's happening.
Yeah?
But off mic.
Okay.
I'm so there.
Inside scoop.
So, we're going to take a break again. Thank you for coming down and doing this. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you. You know, we'll see you. We'll come to your show.
All right.
Yeah, eat shit.
Yeah.
I present to you three of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knife! Prepare to be born. Arr! Flagship, starboard bow! What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk in the plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you darling!
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in. You really think we can? If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Dick Price, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Come Mississippi, just it was shining like a national guitar. Oh, and I'm following the river, down hard to the cradle of a civil war. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. Graceland. She came back to tell me. That we're going into Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. She calls herself the human trampoline. And sometimes when I'm falling, I'm flying, I'm tumbling into turmoil. I see this is what she means. She means that we're bouncing into Graceland,
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 Graceland, Graceland.
Memphis, Tennessee. In Memphis, Tennessee.
Give me a bunny, 'cause there's just too darn many bunnies for me. There's bunnies all over the place, bunnies.
comedy show. That was fun, man. What a great contest.
That was pretty damn awesome. It was very close.
That's what happens when two drunk people get together at a barbecue.
Yeah,
and exactly. They're like, I can eat more nuggets than you, bitch. No, I can eat more nuggets than you.
Say what? What, nuggets?
Yeah, Chicken McNuggets.
What about them?
That's what we just witnessed.
I thought we just had an Apple Jacks eating contest. Are you sure?
Sure, good to see Larry G. Jones.
Yeah, that was very nice.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I didn't even know he liked Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
I like Apple Jacks.
Did you notice?
Do you like Apple Jacks?
I love Apple Jacks.
They're pretty good. I don't really know if they taste like apple. You know, I could question their apple tastiness. But you know what I did notice? His hair wasn't two-toned.
It hasn't been two-toned for a while.
I know. I miss it.
Well, we'll have to talk to his wife.
Yeah.
Have him change it.
At least just like the back half. Leave the front
one,
half.
One side.
Just one side.
Just one side. How about another Richard Simmons call?
I love it.
He is actually going to call India. I guess it's a computer. You know, you have issues. You call these 800 numbers. Sometimes it takes you to India.
Give me time to find my snake.
May I have discount numbers, please?
Well, hello. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing fine. How about you?
I want to talk to Richard.
There is no direct extension or a direct number that I can get you connected to a particular person. But I'll be more than glad to assist you on your account.
Is this Diane?
No, my name is not Diane.
My name is Cheryl.
Thank you, and can I have the account numbers, please?
No. I want to talk to Richard.
Which department is he in?
Because I've hopped on hundreds of sausage, and Richard was giant at 7 inches and over 500 pounds.
I'm sorry, are you sure you've dialed the correct number?
Yes. I love Richard's rum balls.
I'm so sorry, sir, but these are all random calls, so I cannot get you connected to a particular person.
Stop that.
If you want, I can assist you on the account.
Please don't hang up the phone again.
I'm not hanging up the phone at all.
Who put that shit in?
Can you help me with the account numbers?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
The minute you walk in the room, I could tell you were a gal of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, story fine.
What is this guy on?
I'm so sorry.
Sir, are you there?
Yes.
No.
My name is Cheryl.
May I have your social to pull up the account details?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Please help me milk my pickle.
I'm sorry?
I just want you to be my mom. Is this Diane?
No, it's not Diane. These are all random calls, and I'll be more than glad to assist you on your account. If you can just help me with the account numbers or your socials to pull up the account.
My name is Cheryl. I believe I am your daughter. I mean, for your whole life you knew nothing about me.
May I have your social to pull up the account details?
Can I have anything?
Well, I'll think about it. Let me say this. I don't like this new attitude of yours.
Oh my God.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Can you just help me with the account numbers, please, so that I can assist you on the account? It's
She's
a professional
very
call,
resilient.
And I would request you to help me with the account details.
I don't give a shit. Stop that.
What do I stop? I never started anything.
I just want you to be my mom.
How may I help you on the account?
I want to talk with you about sausage.
I'm sorry, you've dialed the wrong number.
What's wrong?
May I have your social to pull up the account
details? No! Who put that shit in?
This is a professional call. If you do not...
Yes.
If you do not provide
don't
me the information,
me.
I would not be able to proceed with this call.
Let's get physical! Physical!
I love Richard Simmons. That guy, man. That guy.
This is an interesting. Arnold Schwarzenegger calls Marty the plumber.
Oh, Marty.
Or Murphy the plumber.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning?
Yes.
It's 7:30 at night. Who the hell is this?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
John Kim?
Yeah.
Could
I speak to the drug dealer of the house, please?
Drug dealer of the house? Dude, you reached that. I'm a plumber. I'm trying to fix something. You got the wrong goddamn number. You need to call somebody else.
You lie!
What do you mean I lie?
Yes.
Listen, man, I'm in the middle of a job right now. You need to call me back. I'm not trying to be rude, man, but I'm on a job. I got work to do. I got a customer waiting.
You're a psychopathic bitch.
Excuse me?
You're a psychopathic bitch.
No, I think you got the wrong number. But listen, I'm trying to get a job done here, and I really cannot talk right now. If you need services, you call me back at a later date. I'm more than happy to help you out, but right now, it doesn't seem like you're a freaking paying customer. It seems like you're a wise ass with the wrong number. Hello?
Could I speak to the drug dealer of the house, please?
I think I was back.
You again? Listen,
yeah.
Man, you got the wrong number. I'm a plumber. Did you reach Murphy's Plumbing? What
no.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, you give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, and I'll tell the judge what a nice cooperative killer you are.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you need to call somebody else. This is Murphy's Plumbing.
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
I'm not bullshitting you, man. You need to call someone else.
Wrong.
I'm fucking
going
to
you. You must be very proud of yourself.
I think I'm pretty goddamn successful for being self-employed.
And you expect me to believe you? You know you're lying.
Listen, man, I don't care what you think. Just call somebody else. If you need plumbing services, I'm your man. I'm no drug dealer, so you need to call somebody else.
I'm no drug dealer.
I do an honest living, honest pay.
He's a drug dealer.
You lie!
Listen, man, I don't know what you need. I don't know what the deal is.
I'm Detective John Kimble.
John Kimble, you're a detective.
Yes.
You need
yes.
to go back to the academy then, because you don't have a clue what you're doing.
So shut up!
Man,
take it back!
Take what back?
Why are the celebrities yelling today?
Hello?
What?
Dude, you're making no sense.
What the fuck did I do wrong?
You called the wrong number. How many times
the
are you going to say that?
What the fuck did I do
are you
wrong?
Deaf?
No. Who are you?
Oh, dude, this is Murphy. Murphy's Plumbing.
Who are you?
I'm a businessman.
What's your real name?
Give him the chopper.
Murphy. Murphy's Plumbing. You got the wrong number. Like I said before, if you need plumbing services, you got the right number. Dude, listen, I got no drugs. I don't do drugs.
You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
You need to go ahead. You need to hang up the phone. I will talk to you later. You have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Fuck you.
Bye-bye. Damn. He calls him again?
Murphy's, hello.
Howdy, stranger.
Oh, my God.
May I ask
how are you?
Please?
I'm Detective John Kimble.
Man, come on.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yeah, you told me that the last time. You got the wrong number, man. This is Murphy's funny.
Yes.
Yes, that's
good. Stop being such a pussy.
Oh, listen, man, this is my you cost me money every time you call me. You know that?
What do you want from me?
Why don't you pay my goddamn phone bills? You keep wasting my time.
Who the fuck are you?
Listen, I'm a busy man. I gotta go.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
I don't know what your problem is, man. You're calling the wrong number.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Listen, man, you're getting real aggressive. I don't appreciate that. You got the wrong number. Don't call me again.
Fuck you, asshole.
Listen, you're out of fucking line, man. You need to call somebody else. You got the wrong number.
Go and kiss your mother's behind.
Damn.
Your mother's behind.
Yes.
He's kind of a little rude. He is,
that's
dude.
Comment you fucking got, you pussy? Listen, I gotta go. I got shit I gotta do. I got jobs to do. I gotta go.
Let me talk to your mother.
Talk to my mother? Listen, my mother has nothing to do with this. Let me talk
Why
to
not?
Your mother.
Let me talk to your mother, please.
Let me talk to your mother. Oh, that's right.
No.
She's back at my place, isn't she? Fuck you.
Oh, my God. That was
stop
whining.
Stop calling my number because I got work to do, man. You need to stop calling my number. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. You have a good day.
Jesus. That's awesome.
That's still not as good. Why don't you bend over and suck your own cock?
said, postman, you're going to go to the trouble of opening up your mouth to sing. You might as well have something to sing about, I said. Put on some pants! There's a valley where the rabbits live. It's called Rabbit Valley, but you can't go there. Unless you're a rabbit, then you can go there. But you're not a rabbit, so you can't go there. Sometimes you have to break the rules. So I went there. You know I'm not a rabbit. I wore a rabbit suit to Rabbit Valley. But they knew I wasn't a rabbit, so they beat me up. Hey!
Back to Rabbit Valley, but I'm not wearing no stupid rabbit suit either.
I'm going back as a human being.
I'm going back as a human being with dignity and pride. I'm going back as a man.
I'm going back as a postman.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being.
I'm going back as a postman who just so happens to be a human being who just so happens to be carrying a big gun in his hand. Hey!
That has a human foot on his keychain. That's not the scary part. What I want to know is what those keys are for.
Selfie quiet here in Rabbit Valley.
Richard Roma.
Richard Roma. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're gonna play a call from jail.
Nice.
The one that you did, I think, with your mom.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with that right after this.
Young and fresh, looking at five, and I realize, hey, I'm alive, and that means one day I'm gonna
depressing.
On TV, I see kids in the street with nothing green. They're thin but fat and fly green. And I have to think if they're really hungry, how come they're not eating the flies? The Republicans shout at the Democrats. The Democrats shout at the Republicans. We're right and wrong, we're right and wrong. Shut up and get rid of my national debt. Says get a life. Okay, I'll take yours. Well, I asked my girl, do you think I'm cool? She said who? I said me. She said you. Hardly. I'm going to Vegas and I'm bringing my life savings. Gonna put it all down on money like the beat. Wannabe political, uninformed, registered voter. Who's just found out that if he shouts aloud, then nobody will hear him. It is my dream that one of my screams will reach receptive ears. That some young babe will come my way and wipe away my tears. I'll sit and drink and get real fat and speak my life away. I'll buy a guitar and join a band and then learn how to play. I'll be real bad and sing dumb songs that people think are hip. I'll come up here unprepared and leave my fly unzipped. Oh, my mom and dad will be entrenched, but only mom and dad. Cause mom and dad think everything their children do is rad. Oh, I'll get worked up and sort of loud and try to start the wave. And travel to the kids more and wish I'd leave the stage. And I'll say, are you having fun? And you'll sound, no, we're not. And I'll say, yeah, but aren't we hot? And you'll sound, no, you're not. And I'll say, yeah, well, listen here, I got some news for you. We're doing 90 songs tonight, and this was number 2. Well.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J with you. Mad Mike here. How are you doing, Mike?
That was some funny she-hot.
Yeah, we got
I remember those calls. Those were good times.
What calls?
Those calls.
Which ones?
Those calls. I remember them.
What calls?
Those calls.
It's not the ones we're playing right now.
Yeah, I remember those calls. You don't remember those calls? I remember those calls.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the calls we're going to play right now.
Yeah.
Just referring to how funny they were?
Yeah, I remember those calls.
For our new batch of listeners that might not have heard these or go back into the archives and catch old shows, but
yes.
if you want to know what show it's on episode 81.
81? What are we on now? 109?
105.
12? 105.
105.
105.
But this was done a few months back, a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And Salt Lake City was doing a campaign for drunk driving.
I wonder if it's still going on.
No, it had an end date.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did have an end date. But
I don't know how it went.
What the whole point of the campaign was that it's very hard to call your parents or some like wife or husband or whatever from jail to tell them that you've been out drinking. So you had a chance to call this number, and it was just pre-recorded messages, and you try and talk and get your mom's response or your wife's response. And me and Mike had set it up before the show. We called a couple of them.
Yes.
And the first one was actually Mike calling his mom.
My mom.
From jail.
Here it is on the this is it.
Rockin' Comedy Show. This is so funny.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Who is this?
Satan.
How come the caller ID says jail?
That's because I'm actually in jail, Mom.
What?
Yeah, I fucked up.
All right, listen to me. Did you call anyone else? Does anyone else know you're there?
Well, Jay. He's here with me.
I'm sorry you're in jail, but this is going to look really bad for me. You know how people talk.
Yeah, but what about me?
How could you do this to me?
Because
was I such an awful mother.
Well, you can let us drink at home.
Yes, I know you're the one in jail. There you go, always thinking about yourself.
Jade's with me, too. What about him?
Don't take that tone with me. I'm going to make the best of a bad situation.
You can bring us some Twinkies.
It's all my fault. It is. I never should have let you learn to drive.
I learned from NASCAR. okay, and you too. Are you going to come get me or not?
That's the first call. That's awesome. You know, what they're claiming is going to sound like if you have to.
I think the next one we
call
do
your mom from Jay is we call my dad.
That's right. Your dad. Your dad.
Dad or Scanlon. I can't remember. I think my dad's first.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we call your wife or girlfriend or somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought it would be fun if I got arrested and, well, Mike and I were together out partying. Who would I call? Well, my dad doesn't really.
Oh, yeah, it's my dad.
To come and get me out of jail. So there's only one person I would call to annoy at
early hours of the morning.
That would be our good friend, Scanlon.
Yeah.
So this would be what it would like if I called Scanlon.
Right. Kind of sounds like
Scanlon, Mike and I got arrested. I said, Mike, I got arrested.
Level 6, man.
Around, I was drunk driving.
You cracked me up, man.
I'm not being funny.
Right, like that stupid.
yeah, well, we are that stupid because it happened last night.
You are that stupid. Dude, I'm sorry, man. That is messed up. So you in jail?
Yeah, we need you to come and get us.
Oh man, I got another life. Another life. Yes. Oh, you got another life too, I guess, in jail.
You're such a funny guy.
I just powered up. No, I'm sorry. I'm listening to everything, man. Totally serious. So, is anybody going to bail you out?
You.
Because it ain't going to be me.
What? It's got to be you.
I tell you what, man. Don't make eye contact with anybody. Don't drop the soap.
I fucking hate you.
And get Michael Vick's autograph for me.
He's already out of jail, you moron.
And that would be if I had to call Scanlon.
Oh, yeah.
This one I think is you calling your wife.
This is where she's. She's going to leave you. I remember this call.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to leave you because you went to jail.
Oh, God. Hello.
So this is how that call.
Possibly deranged sister.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, honey. Where are you?
I think I'm in jail.
You what?
I was drinking and driving.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm not, though.
And you couldn't get a ride with a sober friend?
Jay said
he... Right. I've met your friend.
Bitch.
Would it have killed you to call a cab?
Yes.
If you're thinking I'm going to come down there and bail you out, you are so wrong. I don't think so, buddy. Your bail money and I are going to have a spa day tomorrow while you sit there and think about this.
Could you bail me out?
Oh, you're so mad right now. Yeah, you're not safe there. You're not safe here, buddy. You're not safe right here. You don't want to see me right now.
I didn't want a free night in jail.
How many times have I heard that? I tell you, it's the last time, pal. You know, I've still got a cute figure. I've got options.
You obviously broke.
No, he's a dentist now.
What? Who's a dentist?
Don't even go there. I think you're sorry now. Just wait till you get home. Try not to trip on your stuff on your way to the porch.
What a bitch.
What? No, dude.
I just need a little help. That's all I need. And you're going to fucking leave me for some guy that's a dentist now?
Yeah, dude.
Bitch.
I didn't want this free night.
All right, so the final call that we did with...
this is my dad's campaign that they're doing in Salt Lake.
This would be... I call my dad.
Yeah, so, what if?
This is this is me talking to my dad to tell him Mike and I have been arrested.
What if? You know?
It might happen.
This call could happen.
This so, could happen.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
I just want to let you know, Mike and I got arrested.
I'm not sure I heard you. What?
Mike and I got arrested last night.
What did you do that for?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm just kidding.
We were just out having some drinks, and we got pulled over.
Well, that was stupid.
I know.
How many drinks did you have?
I don't know. We had a couple bottles, a table.
Well, it was obviously a couple bottles enough to get your panties thrown in jail.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, I'll explain a minute. I thought you were smarter than that.
I am.
Dude, honey, just roll over.
It's all over.
Let me make sure I have
this
straight.
Don't let me get the hose.
You got drunk. You drove your car anyway.
Yes.
The kid. I'm talking to the kid. Right, you're arrested, and now you're in jail.
Correct.
Is that about it?
Yes, and I need you or Mom to come and get me.
No, I don't think you really want your mother to get out of bed and come down and bail you out.
Yes, I do.
Hey, sweetheart. Yeah, trust me.
So episode 81, you can, you know, check that show out.
Check it out, man.
Some good stuff on that episode. A couple of good how-tos, you know.
All around, good show. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got to go check some of those old shows out if you're new or you've been listening for a while and you might have forgot. Yeah, but they're good. They're good things.
Good things come in small poop-sized packages.
Speaking of poop and small-sized packages,
mm-hmm.
You told this interesting story the other night while we were at the Fireside Lounge about how Bowser shit on your pillow.
Dude, he didn't shit on my pillow. He shit elsewhere and then rubbed his shit-laden butthole on my pillow.
Leaving little skid marks.
I have little Bowser-sized skid marks.
But now, you said the pillow was flipped over.
Yeah, like somehow we managed to skid it and then flip it over so I wouldn't notice for, like, days. Because we're laying
there. For days.
It had to have been days. Because it's crusted on there. I don't know how long it has been, but, you know, she's laying on the bed. I'm laying on the bed. She's like, I think the dog shit. I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking around, and we're moving things. We're moving the blankets, the pillow. Or not the pillows, but we're, you know, looking around the bed, you know, checking his area. I'm like, I can't find anything. And we're sniffing the bed, thinking maybe, you know, he shit somewhere on the bed, so we're sniffing, and then finally I turn the pillow over, and there are these two little skid marks, Bowser-sized little skid marks. I'm like, oh, yep, that's shit. Is this it? And she's like, oh, my God, that's it. Who knows how long my head had been laying on that pillow, sniffing poo gas, and I had no idea. I probably just thought he farted and just left it at that.
Right. But investigation led to other results.
Investigation led me to believe that he's a little fucker.
I do want to point out on this episode, we were supposed to have the conclusion of Love Connection.
Yes.
But Amelia has ran off with a man.
She has, dude. Look at this. We did this whole Love Connection thing, and what does she do? She dumps us.
She didn't even wait.
I know,
like,
dude.
She, maybe, you know, she could have got somebody better.
She could have. You know what? I've seen some of the contestants. You know, and that's the thing. That's Amelia. She's totally a stalker, and so it doesn't surprise me that she's found somebody. She's already like, I love him, and I think I'm gonna marry him.
I think it was 3 days after we did the show. She even posted on Facebook. It says Amelia is in a relationship. I was like,
yeah, dude,
already? Like, we said, give us 2 weeks.
Dude, exactly.
Good premise. People like the idea. Maybe we'll do it again.
You know, we'll find somebody new. Yo, maybe we should do it for Turbo Man Bear.
Maybe we should. Like, have him as a contestant.
Yeah, and get the same guys.
You know, we should have talked to him about it while he was here. Get the same guys. Good. He might like that. You know, guys offer him massages.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we should call that guy. It's too late now. But that was comedy gold that we passed on.
No,
we
could probably still get the number. I'm sure he still has it.
He probably does. Oh, you remember me? Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting for you to call. I saw you eat all those nuggets. You're so manly.
Your furniture looks great from the outside.
You're so manly.
Dude, seriously.
But good stuff. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, you can check out the archives anytime you want, 24/7. Check out some shows. We got videos posted up there. Jerry Bedknob and Aurora Snow. And we've got the race with Bobby Slayton and Anthony Cools up there.
Mm-hmm.
Just
our fight with Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
It happened. Just on there. Look for it.
Just check it out. And coming up April 19th, it is our show bus of the stars, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to, have the big party on the bus.
Come to town.
With
is your chance.
With Martin and Andrew. And then we are taking the party to Straight Up Lounge. And we're going to continue the party there with some karaoke, some rock band.
It's
going
to be straight up fun.
Some great drink specials.
We'll straight up tell you if you're going to really love us forever.
And we might actually be doing a lot of shows there.
No, I think that'd be good. So you can see us all the time. We might do some live shows.
Yeah.
We might not do any shows. We might just tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
We might tell you to eat broccoli.
And
you will, because you're going to be what we say.
We're going to be putting together a rockin' comedy night to go see Michael Johns do Hypnosis Unleashed at the Tropicana.
Mm.
So that'll be fun.
Does he still do that farting noise with his mouth?
Only when you're in the show.
Oh, that was good. That was the best
part
of the
show. Let's just set up for you.
Yeah.
Because he thought you'd like that.
And I did. I'm glad he decided to just add that one in there.
But stick around, guys. You know, hopefully you guys had a good, long, extended weekend for the holiday. We certainly did. It was fun. And we're going to be back next week. We don't know what's going to happen. Anything could happen. We schedule guests, and
they show or they don't show.
They show. So, yeah, it's always a surprise. But
remember that time when Will Ferrell showed up?
Yeah.
But we had thought that it was going to be...
And we're like, you're not scheduled this week. You're going to have to come back.
He
hasn't come back.
He hasn't come back yet. But you know what? You got to follow the rules.
Yeah.
You know? We don't make the rules.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's not at your convenience, Mr. Ferrell.
It's not. You know? Just because you've made millions of dollars and I make minimum wage doesn't give you the right, okay?
To just barge in here like you own the place.
So if you're listening, okay, one... Step Brothers is awesome. Two,
what?
It kind of smells like noodles.
What is going on over there?
Oh, it's our new paper shredder.
Bowser?
Yes.
It's like a little animal from the Muppets is over there.
Just, he's going to town on paper. It wasn't anything you needed, was it?
I wonder what that. Can't wait to play this back so I can hear what that sounds like. It's amazing. I want to thank Larry G. Jones for being here today. I want to thank Screw Stewie, who won the contest and is now passed out on the couch.
He is out, dude, holding his stomach.
We will take a picture of that. What's he doing? We'll take a picture of that for the website. That is your champion right there.
Awesome.
I want to thank Turbo Man Bear for stopping by, Rabbi for doing the great job on the webcam,
and for providing the food.
Who
Turbo Man Bear needs to pay him back for. Not only did he lose, he got a free meal. Is that right?
Yeah. What kind of deal is that?
And Stuart had to pay for his.
Yes. And he won.
He had to eat the most, so he got the least amount of enjoyment.
43.
43 is a lot, dude. I think he's got a serious problem. He should probably speak to somebody about that.
43 nuggets.
That's a lot of nuggets.
And then, like, 30 minutes later, he comes back and goes, can I get the rest of them?
Yeah, he did. He came back and was like, I'll give you some more nuggets. Did anybody eat those nuggets? Yeah, we were just waiting for you to not finish so we could just chow down. And there are now two more empty boxes of nuggets. And he is officially in a coma. He'll probably, hopefully, he'll wake
up. A McComa.
McComa. Hopefully, he'll wake up before next show.
Yeah, he's in a McComa.
He is totally in a McComa.
Guys, order the DVD, The Making of Meow Remix. Come on, guys. Order it.
It's hilarious.
It's funny.
You'll love it.
It's funny.
Exactly. Make a superstar.
Unless you have a gambling problem, can't afford it.
Then it's, then it's understandable.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here. I'm here to help.
We're here to help you, folks.
I'm here to help. I'm not here to take advantage of anybody.
Yeah, just the people with money.
Right.
Yeah.
Me and my luxurious lifestyle.
Yeah, you know, we got a Taco Bell and McNuggets.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note.
We don't even get real beer. We have Bud Light. You know? Hook a brother up.
On that note, I'm going to leave you with a celebrity prank call. Mike, you're going to get your choice of which one we're leaving with. Judge Judy calling one of those companies where they leave a message and we need your account number, and you call them back. Or Dr. Phil calling Travel Plaza. Or you can get Arnold Schwarzenegger calling the fraud department.
I'm going to go with the Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil?
I'm going with Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil and the Travel Plaza. We're going to leave you this one, and we'll see you guys next week. This one is actually pretty good.
Calvert City Travel Plaza.
Hello.
Hello? How's it going?
How's this?
Dr. Phil, are you feeling good?
Yeah.
So how are you doing overall? Where are you from?
Gilbertsville.
So do you have, like, a job?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
Cashier.
You have how many children at home?
One.
What are the things that you're most ashamed of?
Not making enough money.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
No.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Do you understand at all what I'm saying?
They all argue.
Does it sound a logical thing to do?
No.
I don't believe that's true at all.
Why is that?
What is the problem?
There isn't one.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
I can't do that.
Maybe.
No, I can't.
Yeah?
Uh-uh.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?